happens for a night with Sinbad live at the Wind River Resort and Casino Event Center on Friday, October 19th. Ranked by Comedy Central as one of the 100 greatest stand-ups of all time, actor and comedian Sinbad has had audiences laughing over three decades. His storytelling style of comedy is profound without being profane.
Marriage is work. Marriage is a career. It's not adventure. You do more before five than most folks do all day. It's like the military. And all you men out here 55 years old trying to date some girl 20 like she like you. Are you out your mind? She wants your house. You want a woman to understand the signs of stroke.
Do not miss your chance to see Sinbad live at the Wind River Resort and Casino Friday, October 19th. Tickets start at $20. For tickets or to reserve a room in our hotel, call 1-800-280-YOU-WIN. Must be 21 to attend. Don't forget to download the Wind River app.
From the Pacific Justice Institute, this is The Legal Edge with Brad Dacus.
An Oregon District Attorney's Office recently dropped all charges against a street preacher after Pacific Justice Institute drafted a legal brief requesting the charges be dropped on constitutional grounds. You see, street preachers have a right to preach their gospel message in public forums.
Stay informed on religious freedoms. Receive our weekly email newsletter, The Legal Insider, at pji.org.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
I forgot to ask who's in the room, but we'll figure it out as we go around the room.
Oh,
the virtual room. I heard the voice of Rich McFadden, who's at the controls in our studio in Washington. I know Victoria Keelan is there from the DJV show. I'm Doug Steffen. Do we have any other attendees?
Just three of us.
The three of us. Okay, that's good. All right, so let's get down to business here. Our business, I look forward to this every week for lots of different reasons. Our time together, talk radio review, we all are professionals, we all have a good time, we all respect each other's point of view, don't always agree. That's what makes for good conversation. So I'm going to actually, without interruption, go through the lists, the stories from Talkers Magazine that made it this week, week of October 8th to the 12th. And then the people, before I get through the list.
He doesn't make it.
Please.
I got a dollar.
Some shiny object distracts
him. We end up somewhere else.
Now, Rich, let's take some over-unders. What number do you think he gets to? I'm going to say he gets to number six.
Yeah, I agree.
And then
number
derails.
Six. And then all of a sudden, something just is like, oh, look at that.
Yep.
Kanye West is number six, so I don't know if I'm going to be derailed on that one.
That's a really shiny penny.
See, McFadden and I have been together, is it 23, 24, how many years? 20 more than that, maybe even. I can't remember.
1997.
So 21 years. Okay. So, by the way, for those of you, this is the first shiny penny before I even get to the list. Doug Steffen, proudly but without much fanfare, this week, began the 31st year of doing syndicated morning talk radio. It was the 30th anniversary, starting on October the 8th, 1988. The Good Day program began, and from that point, without stopping, except for a couple of weeks off along the way in the last few years, pretty much every day, Monday through Friday, actually for the first 12 or 13 years, I think it was Monday through Saturday. Actually, more than that. It may have been the first 20
We did Sundays
years.
For a couple of years.
We did Sundays as well, yep.
The British Listen. Show with James Whitney.
Yep. Yeah,
See,
yeah,
look,
yeah.
We're already off track.
We haven't even started yet.
Done.
Yep. All right. Let's get to the list. Number 10, sports talk radio, the usual stuff that has to do this week with the focus on the attendance and people watching sports activities on TV. We'll talk more about that. Number 9, Taylor Swift. And her speech at the AMAs, political people didn't like it, or at least some didn't. Excuse me. Whoops.
Who's got the Heimlich? Little Heimlich.
Yeah, may need that.
See,
yeah.
Look, there's our shiny penny at number 9, the Heimlich.
No, number 8, the Clinton speaking tour. Mr. and Mrs. going out on the road together. I'm going to be the first person in the audience to ask a question. Number 7. U.S.-China trade war. Number 6, Kanye West goes to visit the president. Number five, Nikki Haley stepping down at the UN. Number four, the aftermath of the appointment of Judge Kavanaugh. Number three, the stock sell-off this week. Number two, the UN climate change report. And number one, Hurricane Michael. All right, I made it.
Congratulations.
Wow, congratulations.
Other than the fact that I can, hold on just a second, I have to have a sip of my life change tea. Talk amongst yourselves for a minute.
Well, I mean, let's congratulate Drew Brees at number 10 with the sports stuff. An amazing feat. The guy is an elite quarterback. Will go down as one of the best. Really, the first several years of his career, there was not a whole lot there. And then Katrina happens, and he comes in as, like, the superhero for New Orleans.
Yeah.
And ever since then, the guy has been on fire. And the only thing that I'm upset about is that they took him out of the last drive of the game the other night against my Redskins so that they wouldn't run up the points, and I lost my fantasy football game by 3 points. Forget that.
Oh, because you needed the Saints to win.
Run up the score on my Redskins. Drew, take one more touchdown. Get me my fantasy win.
Uh-oh.
Wow. But that's good sportsmanship, actually. That
it
was.
Is,
to
be, yeah.
They you
were
know what I thought would have been cool?
Right.
The Redskins were done anyway. They lost by 20-some points, right, 30 points. Why not just have the defense just stand on the sidelines and give Drew that that 500th touchdown?
Why don't you just shut the game down and let everybody go home early?
Nah, you got to sell the beers, you know.
Yeah.
All right, so here's the people list. Richie just suggested and is accurate. At number 10, Drew Brees is aforementioned star of the
game.
Did
you hear what he's told his kids, Doug? After
no.
They stopped the game when he did the yards for the completion for the yards that he needed to be the all-time leader of yards completed in as a quarterback.
Of any quarterback ever. Of the NFL.
Yeah.
So they stopped
really
the game. They get the rep from the NFL Hall of Fame comes out, white gloves, takes the football from him, says, "We'll take care of this forever." Hands him a certificate stating it, and he walks over to his family and his kids, and he looks down at his boys, and he says, "See, boys, you can do anything if you put your mind to it."
Aw, he's such a sweet person,
true, too,
and that's one of the other reasons why New Orleans has just fallen in love with Drew Brees, and it's for great reasons. He's done so much for the community, and
he's just
a good guy, yeah.
Number nine on the people list this week, according to the research done by Talkers Magazine, Taylor Swift. Number eight, Nikki Haley. Brett Kavanaugh is seven. Kanye West is six. Melania Trump is five. Eric Holder is four. Bill and Hillary are three. Mitch McConnell is two. Why?
Because of the Kavanaugh.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, it's a win for him.
Whenever I see his name, it's kind of like fossilized. Donald Trump is number one. No big deal there. No big deal in the sense that he's pretty much, by virtue of his personality, he pretty much is number one all the time. And so, anyway, that's the situation. I thought with Trump, I make this one comment, and then we're going to pause for a moment and then dig into some of this stuff. There is a bit of controversy over this missing. Is this guy Khashoggi? A journalist? He works for the Washington Post. Is he a real journalist, or is he one of these pop guys?
He was a contributor for the Washington Post.
I always
bashed on the guy that's high up in the government of Saudi Arabia. They made up some excuse to invite him there to come to the
consulate. And then they popped him off.
And he shows up there and hasn't been seen since. They have video of him walking into the consulate, but never leaving. Turkey says, because the guy's Turkish, Turkey says they've killed him and we've got proof.
Right.
And Saudi Arabia says, we didn't kill him, but they're not saying what happened.
We didn't kill him. That doesn't mean somebody else didn't kill him, that they hired to kill him.
Sounds like an episode of 24. Where's Jack Bauer?
Yep, exactly. Or the new Jack Ryan show, Richard.
Yep. Where's Jack Bauer?
One of those. Although they are going to bring 24 back. Looks like Jack Bauer may be in it, but Chloe won't, which is another shiny penny for another day.
Blast.
Okay. So we're going to get to our comments on some of these stories. I want to get Victoria's take on Taylor Swift and her speech, and I'm sure Richie will have a point of view on that as well in a matter of moments. First, though, let me help you live better. Some people are living with a very unhappy gut. As a matter of fact, some folks live with it for years before they do anything about it. It's microbial imbalance. And the treatable cause, well, there are a lot of different things going on in your gut, IBS, irritable bowel syndrome, that kind of stuff. Women have it more often than men do. So listen up. Here's the recommendation from folks from far and wide. This company that's been actually making teas for a number of years, the newest one is Life Change Tea, and it will, and it does. I drink it. Victoria drinks it. If you have an unhealthy colon, your desire should be to make it healthy again, because most all disease, most all discomfort is directly related to an unclean stomach, colon. The elimination system is plugged up. So, if you want to think of your colon as the waste management station and you want to clean it out, get rid of that stuff so the cells and tissues in your body can be healthy, detoxify with Life Change Tea. It's very easy. Cleanses your body. All the intruders will be gone. This is an organic, all-natural Life Change Tea is grown. The teas are all grown in America, blended in America, and you can get it very easily. And the only way, in fact, you get it is to go online to getthetea.com. Getthetea.com. Use the discount code DJV, and it gets shipped to you free without cost. Get ready for more energy. Get ready for a cleaner, healthier body. Get ready to feel really good. Drink a cup every day. Remember, you can't get it in stores. You got to go to getthetea.com. That's getthetea.com. Use the discount code DJV for free shipping. Doug Steffen here. I want to tell you about Life Change Tea. It's a game changer. I drink a little tea here and a little tea there. I've been drinking a little tea, but now I'm drinking a lot of tea. Life Change Tea is a proprietary herbal formula, a gentle daily cleanse designed to rid your body of toxins, molds, parasites, bacteria. Let's face it, our food was a lot different 60 years ago. Minimally processed, free of pesticides, it nourished our bodies. Today, it's not the case. GMOs, pesticides, herbicides, processing, all depletes the nutrition from our food. So we feel run down. Go to getthetea.com, use discount code DJV, and they'll ship your tea free. Get ready for a lot more energy. You'll be drinking it every day. Go to getthetea.com, getthetea.com, use discount code DJV, for free shipping. You'll be very happy you did.
Losing weight is one of the best feelings in the world. What's even better is when people notice. Most people who take Calitrin say they sleep better, have less joint pain, and more energy throughout the day. It's all natural, so it doesn't interfere with any of your medications, and it has an 86% success rate with weight loss. Just take it at night right before you go to bed. It's that easy. Calitrin is science-based with 20 years of success.
Calitrin has worked miracles for me. I have regained my energy, and it's just been amazing.
My name is Joyce. I've used Calitrin, and I've lost 61 pounds, and it makes my sister-in-laws jealous. It really works.
Hi, this is Lynn. I've been on Calitrin, and I love it. So far, I've lost 45 pounds.
Today is the perfect day to join over 100,000 others who have used Calitrin to lose weight, sleep better, have less joint pain, and more energy. Use the promo code TOPLOSS to save an additional 10%. Call 833-TOPLOSS or visit TOPLOSS.com. That's 833-TOPLOSS or TOPLOSS.com.
Talk Radio Review with Doug Steffen and Victoria Keelan and Rich McFadden. So I want your take, please, Victoria, on the AMAs, Taylor Swift, how well she did, about the speech that brought her into the political world.
Well, you know, it's interesting because Taylor Swift has been a pop star since she was 14 years old when she got her first record deal. So she's been around for over 10 years now. And she's never been political. She has never made a political statement. She has stayed completely apolitical, so much so that a lot of her fans have, on the liberal side, especially females, have been kind of disappointed that she hasn't used her platform to, you know, to talk about issues, especially related to women. And she did that this week. And she got a lot of praise from the left, a lot of women especially. She endorsed two of the Democratic candidates in Tennessee. She explained why. She had a very, you know, lucid argument for it. And like so many other people, she stated her opinion and that was it. Now, on the, you know, President Trump commented he likes her 25% less now, and which is like, come on, that's such a joke. He couldn't name a Taylor Swift song if he had to anyway. So, like, that was kind of like, okay, he needs to comment on everything. And, you know, and then there was the sort of like the threats from, you know, from the right. Oh, there's going to be a huge backlash, and there wasn't one. And turns out that she encouraged everyone to vote. She put links up to get everyone to register.
Signed up, right? Didn't
and,
like, a lot of people?
It was a huge amount of people. Now, I don't know if that was directly related to Taylor Swift. I don't think anyone will ever know that. However, at the AMAs, she won four major awards. She didn't say anything political at all until the very end, and all she said was register to vote. So I don't really get
the reality.
I don't
She's no
get,
longer
like,
a country star. She's not in danger of losing any fans. She's a pop
not
star
at all.
Now. And
yeah.
So it doesn't matter.
If anything,
matter.
She's gained more fans because of this.
There you go.
Right, right.
All right, there's the story. Thank you for the roundup on Taylor Swift. We get to number eight, the Clintons go on tour, up next here on the Talk Radio Review.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Jeremiah was a bullfrog.
Three Dog Night is coming to Redding's historic Cascade Theater October 28th. Don't miss this chance to see Three Dog Night and hear all their iconic hits in the intimate setting of the Cascade. Three Dog Night, October 28th. Get tickets at 243-8877 or cascadetheater.org.
A jewel of the North State, a place we love to go and love being members.
The view, the best in the North State, from the restaurants, meeting rooms, and of course on the award-winning 18-hole golf course, Riverview Golf and Country Club. It's the place to belong.
Go in and meet the friendly staff today or go to their website at riverviewgolf.net and find out about their introductory memberships.
Riverview Golf and Country Club, corporate, social, tennis, fitness, and golf. Get it all. Become a member.
It's affordable and fun. Riverview Golf and Country Club.
Are you entertainment-minded? Do you like to hear people discuss fun topics?
Well, we talk about all things pop culture.
From movies and TV to books, music, games, and everything in between. But with a twist, everything is not very current.
We'll talk about things we recently discovered and have decided we just have to share our thoughts on.
Which gives us the title of our show.
We're a little behind.
Hosted by us, Chris and Jen Gomez.
Join us every Tuesday night from 6 to 7 p.m. for We're a Little Behind. Right here on Free Fire Radio, KCNR 1460 AM.
KCNR 1460, your town hall of the Shasta County airwaves with news and talk that matters to our community. Weekdays 9 to noon, The Laura Ingram Show, your healthy radio addiction. Dave Ramsey from noon to 3, celebrating 25 years of answering life's tough money questions. And 3 to 6, Drive Home with Mark Levin, one of America's most popular conservative commentators and constitutional expert. KCNR 1460, with you throughout the day on your radio or streaming live. Miss a day, miss a lot.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Okay, here we are. Yep. A little political discussion off the air. Bring it back around to on air. On air time from on air with the Victoria. I like her handle. If you want to send her a note, Twitter handle, on air Victoria. Okay? Richie's is Rich McFadden. Mine is Doug Steffen, or at Doug Steffen, at Rich McFadden, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. Okay, so here we go with a focus on Bill and Hillary. What they used to call it, Billary? Hillary, Billary, Doc.
Billary, yeah.
Runs
Billary.
Up the clock. So now they're going on a speaking tour. They'll make a lot of money. I think it's 19 stops, if I'm not mistaken, starting next week until Christmas time. And they're going to talk about the birds and the bees, the flowers and the trees, the moon up above, and a thing called love. Well, maybe not, but they'll have good stories. I don't think there's a more popular person in terms of just attracting a crowd in this country, no matter what the genre, than Bill Clinton. He attracts people love, they with the same degree of animus, they dislike Hillary, or at least some people do. But and, yeah, there are people who dislike Bill, but there's something about him that just
it's
people
very
want.
True.
He's dirty.
Well,
no, but it's true.
Something about him.
friends of mine, I will never forget this. My mom and I belong to an historical preservation group, and so with lots of little old ladies, and they're very, very Republican. And I remember years ago when I was a kid, they met Bill Clinton, and both these two little old biddies, they said, we didn't vote for him, we never would, but you know what? When we met him, we kind of got it. They figured out some secret. They said that they really when you meet him in person, he's got this magnanimous kind of aura about him, and they said that they definitely were swooning a bit.
Until you question him about the sexual assault stuff because of all the Kavanaugh. That's kind of the story this week, is that, they're going out on this tour, and Bill really should be just kind of laying low right now and waiting for Elvis to blow over before he comes back out. Because
I know, unfortunately, this has been planned for a while.
Right. Now Hillary has to answer to her covering up for Bill and calling these women floozies.
Well, you can be sure any questions from the audience are going to be well screened.
Oh, yeah.
I doubt they're going to be having. Okay, Fred, back in the third row, please.
Right. They pushed Bill a little bit on some news channel the other day, and he got a little testy with them.
Yeah.
Well, he's been pushed on Monica Lewinsky recently,
right.
And so I think that's where he said, look, I've apologized.
Because of the Me Too.
Because of the Me Too movement. She's now, Monica Lewinsky has labeled herself as an activist, so she's kind of been a little more visible recently.
Mm.
But,
mm-hmm.
Look, if they're going to go out and be on tour together, I don't think it would be Hillary's M.O. to back away from those questions. Maybe Bill doesn't want to answer them, but I think Hillary would. I really do.
Mm. Well, it should be interesting.
And what's she going to say?
Power couple. Yeah, what do they say?
I don't know what her answer is going
to
be, but I think she's
going to
answer
that. Either one of them.
Paula Jones and all the rest of them, Jennifer Flowers, floozies, trollops, tramps. What's her response to that?
Gypsy,
that's a great question. Then let her answer it.
Yeah. Nah.
Her husband was a serial cheater. I don't know if he was, we don't know if he was a sexual assaulter, like the way that, Brett Kavanaugh was accused of, and the Bill Cosby type stuff. I don't know. Did she marry a deadbeat husband? Absolutely. But, that's her choice to stick with him, so.
A deadbeat husband in what way?
Well, he was a serial cheater. To me, that equals a deadbeat husband.
Is that the definition of a deadbeat? Oh, really?
For me, personally.
I thought a deadbeat husband would be somebody who didn't pay his alimony.
That's a deadbeat dad.
So transparent. It's just, them
told me. It's a way to make more money.
But you know what, though?
They
how is that any different than Melania and Donald?
$150 million by Melania and Donald.
How is it any different?
It's not.
No.
Right. So some people choose to stay in bad marriages. That's not for me. I wouldn't want it.
I think Donald certainly is attracted to and loves having Melania as his wife, whether he loves her, I don't know. And Melania is there for convenience, then maybe she loves him too. I don't know. Maybe she does.
So maybe the Clintons have some sort of other love for each other that maybe there's a meeting of the minds
there.
I think there is.
Yep. 28 past the hour.
Balance of Nature's fruits and veggies in a capsule.
I was diagnosed with colitis 2 years ago, and this has completely changed my tummy issues. It's an honest-to-God truth statement. It literally has saved my tummy issues, completely changed it. I was hospitalized for 5 days. Knock on wood and all of that, and thank you for Fiber and Spice. It's an amazing, amazing staple in my life.
For a limited time, use discount code DJV to receive a 50% discount on your first preferred whole health system and have it shipped to you free. Call 1-800-246-8751 or go online to balanceofnature.com. Again, use discount code DJV.
Calitrin contains absolutely no drugs, absolutely no stimulants. It is completely safe to take, even if you're taking other medications. It's guaranteed or your money back. So you want to lose the weight, get on the program, maintain your weight, stay on the program, take care of things, aches and pains, stay with Calitrin, C-A-L-O-T-R-E-N, Calitrin. You get it by going to toploss.com, 10% off when you use the DJV code, and if you buy more than 3 bottles, you get a fourth one free. Make sure you check that box, though, for DJV to get the special deal, or you can talk to a counselor at 833 top loss. People hear me talking about Calitin on the air, and they want to know what the real deal is, what the story is. So I tell them to call that number and talk to an expert. Get on the program, sign up, get the all of the benefits by going to toploss.com. Use the discount code DJV.
I'm more than a bird.
The Cascade Theater presents an intimate performance with Five for Fighting at the historic Cascade Theater in Reading, October 23rd. John Ondrasik's one-man band burst onto the scene with his Grammy-nominated hit Superman and melted hearts with ballads like 100 Years. Five for Fighting makes a special appearance at the Cascade Theater October 23rd with a string quartet. Five for Fighting. Tickets at 243-8877 or cascadetheater.org.
We humans may not get to hibernate, but we still love to feed that inner bear. Black Bear Diner is serving up your favorite comfort food, plus new items including Fit and Focused, Blackened Salmon, a vegan Beyond Burger, and even avocado toast. But they've not forgotten those of us who want to go full bear. And what could be better than homemade mac and cheese with loaded sides of awesome potatoes and fries with bacon? Feed your inner bear at Black Bear Diner, Hilltop Drive, Reading.
Black Bear Diner.
This is Terry Oxley, pastor of True Light Church in Bella Vista. Are you aware there are at least 7 million people in California who call themselves Christians? And of them, less than 15% will vote this coming election. If we are to survive the continuing moral decay of our California political leaders, every Christian must stand up, be counted, and vote. In order to return to godly moral values, Christians must vote according to the principles of the Bible. Regardless of your political party, please vote for candidates who believe in and live the values taught in the Word of God. If you are looking for a no-nonsense church that's not afraid to talk about current issues and yet teaches the Bible, I invite you to be our guest. Our Sunday services are at 10 a.m. We are located on Deschutes Road, one block south of Highway 299 in Bella Vista. You can visit our website at truelifereading.com. We hope to see you soon, and remember, it's worth the ride.
Join Aaron Ryan and Bill Cundiff for We the People Radio every Sunday from noon to 2.
Our interviews on them give you the whole story rather than the mainstream media sound bites.
Here on KCNR 1460 AM, we've got the experts on politics, environmental craziness, veterans affairs, property rights, Agenda 21, foreign affairs, and everything in between.
The archives are always available online at wethepeopleradio.us.
It's the most fun you can have while talking about them.
Join Aaron and Bill this Sunday at noon for We the People. You'll hear great authors and commentators, professors and scientists, activists and military experts, researchers and whistleblowers, all spending time to inform us about their areas of expertise. We the People, brought to you by Team Power of Shasta Lake, your local Kubota and John Deere dealer. Call him at 530-226-9226. We the People on AM 1460 KZNR.
Laura Ingram, Dave Ramsey, Mark Levin, and Tom Gresham are only on KZNR 1460.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Time with us is special, and we appreciate the fact that you are spending time with us here on the weekly Talk Radio Review, a roundup of the hot hits in talk radio, courtesy of the research done by the folks at Talkers Magazine. You can find this list at talkers.com should you want to check it all out, the background for a lot of the stories, what's going on with the people that you like on your favorite talk radio programs and stations. It's all there at talkers.com, also the home of Talkers Radio and Talkers Television. I'm Doug Steffen, along with Victoria Keelan and Rich McFadden, going through the list this week. Number seven item is the trade war with China. I'm not going to waste any time on that. It's the same old discussion. Number six is Kanye West visiting the White House. Here's a trip and a half, man. So he accidentally reveals his passwords to the president, and then he drops some F-bombs in the Oval Office. What? It was Obama that called him a jackass, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay. So we now know his iPhone password. He talked about the Superman cape that Trump gave him. What in the world? And look at the, if you see some of the video, and everybody's taking shots of that when you see his password, but the room is, the Oval Office is full of people.
Well,
it wasn't,
it was
a private
quite a spectacle.
Meeting.
Yeah, it's yeah. a show.
It was televised. I think it's 20 minutes of coverage or something.
Yeah. And his password is 00000000.
It's Kanye being Kanye.
He even looks like a galoot, doesn't he? Kind of. He just looks like a clown, and comes across just very interesting to see and hear and whatever. He went to the phone, by the way, to show Trump him unlocking his cell phone. He didn't even try to kind of make it clever for whatever the reason. I don't know. So who's he married to?
Kim Kardashian.
Right.
So was she there with him? I thought it was a Kardashian. I couldn't remember the right one.
I don't think she was there.
No.
I think we would have probably seen her. She was there not long ago. She's been working with Jared Kushner and Ivanka on prison reform stuff. So
have they met before,
there.
Trump and Kanye? What was reason for his going there? But
he went to Trump
there?
Tower right after Trump got elected. Kanye went to Trump Tower in New York, and they did like a little press, whatever you want to call it, a photo op out in front of Trump Tower.
Fun and dance.
Yeah.
What is the what? But what's the attraction other than he's a clown?
Well, Trump likes anybody who likes him, so you know that's on his end.
Kanye's
end
is that Trump doesn't support all of the things that have kept the black community down, and that he's on the same train as Trump is. So
I got a kick out of looking at one of the tweets. Sarah Silverman says the GOP are hypocrites for telling Taylor Swift to stay out of politics, but giving Kanye West a free ticket.
100%. I agree with her. 100%.
And the left are hypocrites for loving Kanye and supporting him for years, and now all of a sudden he's Uncle Tom. I mean, things said about Kanye.
Yeah, but who is like, if you like Kanye's music, his music has not suffered one bit. There was a rumor that the last time he said something about Trump that he lost his 28 million Twitter followers, he didn't lose anybody.
No. That's the last time he came out for Trump, he had an album coming out the next month. I totally believe Kanye knows what
he's
doing.
Oh, he's using Trump like, I'm not even going to say it, but yes, he is.
Right.
But the people on the left, though, you know, if you don't like his support of Trump, that's not going to change. It's the same way people on the right don't like Taylor Swift now because she wanted, you know, she endorsed two Democrats.
Come on, get a life, will you please? It's only politics. Number five, Nikki Haley stepping down as the ambassador to the United Nations. I think she's done a very good job. Didn't know what to expect when she was appointed. She didn't seem to be that much of a Trumpster all along, but she seems to have gotten along very well with him. He seems to have liked her in the job. I think she's been very visible.
Not so much lately, though, but
very active.
You know, in the beginning. I'm with you. I didn't know what to expect. I didn't know a whole lot about her. I didn't really agree with her politics, you know, but I think she's done a very commendable job. I think she represented our country really well. I think she was always poised and very well spoken.
Yeah.
And I think it's going to be, I think she's leaving some big shoes to fill.
Well, yeah. And the people who are up for, at least one of them anyway, I think the story is not her stepping down. It's who replaces her.
Yeah.
And this the sister of Susan G. Komen, and the one who's been running that foundation and stealing money. I probably shouldn't say stealing because she was legitimately given a check for hundreds of thousands of dollars every year, has reaped millions over the years since this thing was organized. And the money has not been, if you are donating.
What's her name? Is it Linda Brinker? Is that her name?
Something like that. Yeah. I find her to be one of the worst examples, and one of the reasons that people are suspicious about many of the 501c3s, many of the not-for-profit organizations. This Susan G. Komen is an absolute ripoff. And people who support her, I get a kick out of it. As a matter of fact, I said something nicely to a stewardess on an American flight, because they supported last year during October. Isn't it pink? Isn't pink? What's this month? October,
yeah, exactly.
Isn't it?
Yes, Breast Cancer Awareness.
So,
month,
yeah. So when they go up and down the aisle and they ask for donations, I said I would give to some legitimate organization that was helping women who are suffering from breast cancer. And nobody's been any closer to it than I have. My sister had it. My wife died of it. So I know because of what I looked into when I was trying to find ways to support my sister and my ex-wife in their fight. And Susan G. Komen, the foundation itself, was named for a lady who suffered long, and the way her sister has run that thing is just a damned outrage. So, and now she's up for the job to be UN ambassador. Thumbs down, baby, on her for any number of reasons.
Nancy Brinker. I just want to correct that. I said
Nancy
the wrong name.
Nancy Brinker?
Nancy Brinker. Yep.
Yeah. Okay. Who would be good was a, who is it? Ricky, what's the, now I can't remember her name. I saw somebody who read the event. Somebody that we don't know, that we just kind of, you know, who's good, that you get up there and stop all of the, like having another Brett Kavanaugh thing. Don't the UN ambassadors have to be approved by the Senate? Is that another circus?
They do, and I think that Nancy Brinker has already been confirmed because she was an ambassador to Hungary under George W. So I think she already went through the Senate confirmation. So I think that might be part of the reason. A, she's a woman, and I think it might be part of the reason why she would pretty much sail through a Senate confirmation.
Well, I'm guessing that she will not do the kind of work that Nikki Haley has done.
Nikki Haley did a good job.
Yeah, she did.
As governor, but you know she's had a tough, like she said, she's had a tough 8 years.
Well, but the headline was all about her finances. Yeah, so she's had the same financial difficulty a lot of us have. Why are we focusing on that?
I think because she also mentioned that too, that she wanted to get back into the private sector because of that. So I don't think it's a big story. I think it's just a real legitimate reason.
All right, number four. It's something I have nothing to say. I'm tired of the Kavanaugh discussion. Aftermath is more of the same garbage. Anybody have anything to say?
I will say something. I do have something that is kind of, you know, I got a chuckle out of it this week. My new favorite website is brettkavanaugh.com.
Oh, no.
and the reason for it is because someone bought the domain name. Brett Kavanaugh should have owned his own domain name. So when you go on to BrettKavanaugh.com, it's an entire website that's devoted to raising money for victims of sexual assault. So I thought that was kind of,
that's not too smart on their part. That's right, Richie. That was dumb.
Yeah, that was dumb.
Okay. There are three things left. Two of them are worthwhile. The other one's not worth much time. The stock sell-off we'll get to in a moment. And then an overview of Hurricane Michael, which is the number one issue this week. First, though, I want to spend some time talking about how you get enough organic fruits and vegetables into your body, into your diet every single day so that you can be a healthy person. The food you eat, obviously, it's either good, doesn't contaminate your body, or bad, does contaminate your body. And most of the things that you hear me talking about on the air with my voice sort of endorsement of products usually come from the food sector and come from the organic food sector or from the area where there is really a focus on making you healthier. Your well-being is very important to me. What is it? Dr. Ken says, I can't afford to lose any listeners. Well, that's true. Truer today than ever before. So here we go with Texas Superfood. They've asked me to talk about their 55 naturally grown raw fruits and vegetables that are picked at the peak of perfection, no toxic chemicals, organic, organic, organic. American Cancer Society says that you should eat 5 or more servings of fruits and vegetables. Well, you get 55 with Texas Superfood. You heard me right. 55 naturally grown raw fruits and vegetables in every capsule, every spoonful. If you take the powder, that's great. Take the capsule, whichever. Go to TexasSuperfood.com and see their full line of quality nutritional products. That's TexasSuperfood.com/Doug. Check out the 55 vegetables. There are all kinds of things that they have there that are good for you. TexasSuperfood.com/Doug. Believe me, this is really an awesome company with awesome products. TexasSuperfood.com. See how you can be at your best physically with this great addition to your daily routine, TexasSuperfood.com/Doug. On the people list at the Talk Radio Review, Talk Radio Countdown show, I know there are a couple of surprises here, like Drew Brees, great football player, getting a lot of attention this week. Taylor Swift at number 9, Nikki Haley number 8, Brett Kavanaugh number 7, Kanye West number 6, Melania Trump number 5, Eric Holder number 4, Bill and Hillary number 3, Mitch McConnell number 2, Donald Trump number 1. As sort of an extra, Michelle Obama got a lot of attention this week for her explaining what the relationship is like between she and George Bush. It's really fun and been reported widely, and people love that kind of stuff. So that's in there as well, or ought to be. Michelle Obama, I think she appeared in a couple of talk shows, and that was the outcome. So that's the people list. All of these things put together by the hardworking staff at Talkers Magazine. Find the list every week at talkers.com.
This message is brought to you by Johnson & Johnson Health and Wellness Solutions, Incorporated. Obesity is associated with some of the leading causes of death in the United States, including diabetes, heart disease, stroke, and some types of cancer. If you are overweight and feel like you've tried everything to lose weight, you may be ready to consider bariatric surgery, also known as weight loss surgery. The decision to have weight loss surgery is personal, and the reason is different for everyone. It can be emotional and challenging for both you and your loved ones. If you are considering weight loss surgery, Health Partner can help. Len Greer, president of Johnson & Johnson Health and Wellness Solutions.
Health Partner is a digital health platform that connects you with information and tools to explore your treatment options and to work with your care team to physically, mentally, and emotionally prepare for surgery and recovery.
Start your journey today by visiting thehealthpartner.com.
Are you tossing and turning every night, counting sheep? Gets a bit old, doesn't it? I've been there, done that. But now, with my pillow, those restless nights are long gone. I wake up feeling more refreshed than ever before. So why don't you do what I've done? Ditch those lumpy pillows. You deserve the best. Let MyPillow provide you with the comfortable night's sleep that you've been missing. Made right here in America, 100% machine washable and dryable. Unlike those other pillows, MyPillow comes with a 10-year warranty and 60-day guarantee. What do you got to lose other than a sore neck and a bad night's rest? One click away from a great night's sleep. Go to MyPillow.com and use the discount code DJV. Buy one MyPillow, get the second one free. It doesn't make any difference. Any MyPillow, get the second one free. That's right, two MyPillows for the price of one. Go to MyPillow.com, use the promo code DJV. That's the code DJV at MyPillow.com. Talk Radio Countdown Show. I'm Doug Steffen with an overview of the stories, first of all. The week is the second week, full week of October the 8th to the 12th. That's where we are focused. The number 10 item on the list, all the focus on what's going on in the NFL. Well, actually, more to the point, lack of important viewership, listenership, and attendance at both football and baseball games. Number 9, everybody's talking about Taylor Swift and her speech at the AMAs. Number 8, the Clintons going on the speaking tour circuit. Number 7, the China trade war still hasn't been settled or figured out yet. Kanye West going to the White House. Number 6, Nikki Haley stepping down at the UN. Number 5, the aftermath of the Kavanaugh hearings is 4. Stock market sell-off. Number 3, the climate change report. Number 2 from the UN. And Hurricane Michael, number 1 this week on the Talk Radio Countdown Show. All right, let's get back to the count up, if you will, the stories that have made it big this week, according to Talkers Magazine. The stock sell-off, what a joke. This is such a ruse. These guys, remember, the people from the Fed all come from the big banking houses, all of them. They're all cut out of the same cloth. They come from Goldman Sachs or J.P. Morgan Chase and all of these other outfits whose business is to sell high and buy low. They jack up the interest rates artificially. So now with that comes a sell-off, and they try to figure it so that they are the ones who are going to come out on top. And by the way, when they created, because they did create the depression of 2008, 2009, 2010, some people a little bit still suffering, but most people have come around and back out of it. But the essence of what was created was all by the banks, for the banks, and the banks are still doing it. They still are up to their old tricks, and whether Trump is able to slow it down or not, because he doesn't like to have the economy, especially as you go into an election cycle, you know, these people, they're so selfish and so self-motivated. They sell off the stocks, the big industrial, these big, huge houses that have millions and jillions of portfolios and all this stock. They sell it off, and then they buy it at a cheaper price. They buy it all back again. It's a joke. It's outrageous. And that's what's going on. Anyway, Hurricane Michael, this is something, this story continues. It's not going to go away. A lot of messes, though. Whew, look at that video.
Yeah,
it's
Mexico
terrible
Beach
to see that.
Just,
yeah.
It's just not there anymore.
Gonzo. Yeah.
I mean, it's a small town, right. But it's just gone.
Well, there are a lot of small towns on the panhandle, Richie, down there.
Yeah.
And Destin is one of them. It's a neat little town. Wipe them out. And then you go forward. You see all the rain that happened in the Carolinas in the last day or two. And as the weekend ensues, still some rain affecting the Northeast. Not a whole lot. It's pretty much blown out now. But hunga bunga. What a mess. All right. Good job, gang. Thank you, Victoria Keelan, Rich McFadden. I'm Doug Steffen on the Talk Radio Review.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
This is Roland DeBott. Join us Monday through Friday from 7 to 9 a.m. for Free Fire Radio right here in the studios at KCNR 1460 from the epicenter of change in downtown Reading. On Monday, we welcome Casey Dollar of Top Dollar Studios. Find out how a young man from Reading got into the movie industry and how he's making movies right up here in the North State. Plus, North State Stand Down will be joining us to talk about how they are helping veterans that are down on their luck, giving them a hand up, not a hand out. All this Monday here, Free Fire Radio, KCNR 1460. Miss a day, miss a lot.
Hi, I'm Chuck Kinney, owner of Shasta Gas Propane. There's a joke around our company that our propane is better than other companies' propane. The fact is that most propane sold in the North State is manufactured in the same refineries in the Bay Area, so there's really no difference. However, there can be a big difference between propane companies. When you call Shasta Gas, you will be greeted by a friendly, knowledgeable customer service representative that will answer your questions or concerns and even give you an approximate time that your delivery will be there if you need to know. If you want, you can also talk to the owner, me. There may also be a big difference in prices between companies. Our motto at Shasta Gas is our customers are warm friends. So for safety, service, and savings, and to experience this difference, give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793.
If the American people ever allow private banks to control the issuance of their currency, first by inflation, then by deflation, the banks and the corporations that will grow up around them will deprive the people of all their property until their children wake up homeless on the continent their fathers conquered.
We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Revolution has started.
Sovereign Minds, now on Sundays, 10 to noon.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
The most popular technical stories of the week now in our focus. Here as Victoria Keelan runs through the top five, we'll work our way to number one. Starting at number five, the story about people taking selfies. Hello, morons of the world, listen up.
This was kind of a funny but also scary story that came out this week. A new study found that 259 people have died while attempting to take a selfie in the last 6 years. That is just... you really have to scratch your head on that one. So the study found that, and this is not surprising, more than 72% of the deaths were men. So this is a bunch of guys who think it'd be cool to take a selfie while doing something really dangerous. Now, drowning was the most common cause of death because of the selfies. And they researchers actually are advising the creation of no selfie zones at high risk areas, including bodies of water, mountain peaks, which people have fallen off of mountains trying to also take selfies, and tall buildings. Now, I don't know if anyone has fallen off a tall building, but you can imagine that that's another area where dude bros would want to take some selfies and end up
dude
going right
bros.
Off, right off the side of
what
a building.
What a great expression. Dude bros.
Well, those are the types of guys that would die trying to take a selfie. That's awesome, man. So in 2015, a report from Mashable claimed that more people were dying by taking a selfie than from shark attacks. And that was in 2015. So now with this new study, it's way more people are dying by selfie than shark attacks.
Number four is a focus on, I like my alliteration, a focus on FAFSA.
Yes. Well, if you don't know what FAFSA is, it's for college students to apply for federal financial aid. And now there's a new application that came out on mobile devices this week for the first time. It's called the My Student Aid mobile app. It's from the U.S. Department of Education. It launched earlier this week, the same day that FAFSA submissions opened for the 2019-2020 school year. And so officials say the app was developed to make it easier for millions of students who file a FAFSA every year, especially for those who are low income and might not actually have a computer or internet access at home. So if they have a prepaid cell phone, they can use the app to apply for financial aid. And they can submit their FAFSA until the end of June 2019.
All right, number three on our list of the top five stories. This is something new from T-Mobile, I guess is...
Yep, Metro PCS, which is a prepaid cell phone plan company that is probably a pretty familiar name. There's lots of Metro PCS stores in urban areas. Now it's just called Metro. T-Mobile owns it, and they are committing to be the first prepaid mobile carrier to offer next-gen wireless 5G service coming in 2019. Now, the cool thing about this, it will save you a lot of money. You will have to buy a device, though, that can run on a 5G network, but they will be pretty inexpensive, I think, if they're coming from Metro. And the cool thing is, if you're using Metro, you're on the same network that T-Mobile gives their regular paying customers on a monthly billed basis. So it's actually probably the best deal out there, and we'll see more coming from Metro by T-Mobile as 5G rolls out across the country.
All right, number two, here's something of a new app that I think a lot of people will be interested in, Victoria. Let's explain this, please.
This was probably your favorite tech story of the week,
like
right?
I like this. Yes,
Do Not Pay is a website, donotpay.com, but it is now also an iOS app, meaning it is available for iPhones, and it will be rolling out into an Android app later on. It's a free legal chatbot. It offers artificially intelligence-powered legal counsel in all 50 states, and it essentially allows you to sue anyone by pressing a button. Its focus is on suing corporations and navigating a complex bureaucracy that stands between people and their everyday rights. That's the motto of the company. And the chatbot works by asking you a series of basic questions about your situation, who you'd like to sue, what your problem is. You can go after airlines if they have bumped you from a flight and didn't compensate you properly, data breaches if your information has been hacked, late package deliveries if you want to go after UPS or FedEx, and bank fees as well. They don't charge a fee, and whatever money you recover, you get to keep 100% of it right now. So that's it. While it's still free, if you've got anybody that you've been wanting to sue, I say get on it.
Get them. All right, top story of the week is a focus on Waze. I love this app, too. Both these two stories are great stories as far as I'm concerned.
Waze is probably the number one go-to app for getting around traffic these days. And so now they've launched Waze Carpool, which is a dedicated app that lets drivers and other riders get together on a similar route. Saves you a ton of money. They have 100 million active monthly users right now. So Waze Carpool is the new app.
There it is. The top five, the list of the top five items from technology this week. Thanks to Victoria Keelan. I'm Doug Steffen.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
The Talk Radio Countdown Show is a production of Steffen Multimedia, produced by Bob K. Sound and Recording.
Ready to make more money, break more ground, and achieve more of your life's goals? With free tuition at Shasta College, now is your chance to get more out of life. We all know that education is the key to a bigger paycheck and a brighter future, and Shasta College is committed to providing the best in affordable, accessible higher education that opens more doors. Whether you're looking to transfer to a bachelor's degree program, complete a professional degree, or secure a certification in a high-demand field, there's never been a better time to start demanding more. Shasta College grads are building more businesses, saving more lives, and attending more four-year universities. And with more programs and classes to choose from, what more could you ask for? Well, since you asked, if you're a first-time, full-time student, the Shasta Promise Program will cover your entire tuition for the first year. That's right, your Shasta College tuition is free. A new semester starts soon. Enroll now before the class time you want is gone. Start getting more out of your future today. Visit shastacollege.edu/apply or call 530-242-7500 to enroll now. Shasta College, more possibilities.
You're listening to KCNR 1460, community talk radio for the North State. This is KCNR, Shasta, Reading.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRoster. Saudi Arabia could face tough punitive action by Congress, including a possible halt of military sales, if it's proved that Saudi journalist Jamal Khashoggi was killed inside the country's consulate in Istanbul. On CBS's Face the Nation today, Marco Rubio of Florida said that could happen if there are not answers forthcoming.
In Congress right now, there is no pro-Saudi element that's going to stick with our relationship with Saudi Arabia as it's currently structured. If, in fact, they lured this man into this consulate, killed him, and then, you know, cut up his body.
Meanwhile, Saudi Arabia is warning of possible economic retaliation of its own if the U.S. acts. Thousands of people are likely to be without power in Florida's panhandle for at least another week. Gulf Power officials announcing today they expect to have power restored to about 95% of those hit by Hurricane Michael by October 24th. That's about 2 weeks after the storm hit. So far, some 15 people have died in weather-related deaths. Storm Callum weakening after its gusty winds and strong rains killed two people and caused damage in some parts of Britain.
Officials say one man died Saturday after a landslide in western Wales, while another was swept away by rough seas in Brighton on the southern coast of England. At the height of the storm on Friday and Saturday, winds were over 70 miles per hour. Some rivers overflowed, flooding homes and leading to a cut in power supplies. Wales was the hardest hit region, and officials warned people to stay away from flooded areas. Sarah Shackley, London.
The Koreas holding high-level talks to discuss engagement amid a global diplomatic push to resolve the nuclear standoff with the North. South Korea says the talks will be aimed at finding ways to carry out peace agreements announced after last month's summit between Kim Jong-un and South Korea's Moon Jae-in. News and analysis at townhall.com.
Your credit cards maxed out? Do you owe more than $10,000? Are you juggling your bills, only making minimum payments? Credit card companies are playing a dirty trick on you. They want you to think you must pay it all back, and that's simply not true. Credit card companies hate it when we expose their secrets. In fact, there are ways you can become debt-free, and you don't have to pay the entire amount you owe. National Debt Relief offers programs that help you escape overwhelming credit card debt. National Debt Relief has helped tens of thousands of people just like you reduce more than $1 billion of debt. National Debt Relief has earned an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. They're also the number one rated debt relief program by top consumer reviews and top 10 reviews. Don't declare bankruptcy or take out a consolidation loan. Settle your debt for a mere fraction of what you owe. Call National Debt Relief now at 800-645-1660. 800-645-1660. 800-645-1660.
Israel's Supreme Court has halted the deportation of an American graduate student fighting an expulsion order that was linked to a boycott movement against Israel.
The court has ruled that Lara Al-Qassam's deportation be frozen until judges have a chance to hear an appeal in the coming week. Her attorney submitted the appeal on Sunday. The 22-year-old Al-Qassam arrived in Israel on October 2nd with a student visa to study at Hebrew University, but she was barred from entering the country due to her alleged involvement in the boycott, divestment, and sanctions movement. Al-Qassam has remained in detention while fighting the Israeli decision. She says she is no longer a boycott activist. I'm Mike Hempen.
Birthdays today. On this day, former White House counsel John Dean III turns 80 years old. Breaking news and analysis at townhall.com. Freed American pastor Andrew Brunson is grateful to be back in America and will be praying about the future. 50-year-old North Carolina native met with President Trump in the Oval Office yesterday, shortly after arriving from Turkey, where he'd been held for the past 2 years on allegations he was helping to support terror groups. North Carolina GOP Senator Richard Burr among those who attended the meeting, and he highlighted the important ministry work that Brunson was doing in Turkey.
His work in Turkey, like everywhere else in the world, to spread the word of Jesus Christ is absolutely crucial, and it's a foundational thing about this country, the United States, and I think that's why we love it so much.
Brunson was in the office with his wife and family. He thanked President Trump, even prayed for the president, with prayers for God to give Mr. Trump wisdom, strength, and guidance in office. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo also attending. More on these stories at townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstra.
NHL star Matt Martin for American Humane.
Hi, I'm Matt Martin, and in all my years of playing professional hockey, I've gotten my share of bruises and injuries. But for many who really put their lives on the line every day, it's not always the injuries you can see that hurt the most. I'm talking about our veterans. Every single day, 184 veterans are diagnosed with post-traumatic stress. And tragically, 20 take their own lives. When medications and therapy don't help, professionally trained service dogs can. American Humane, serving the U.S. military for over 100 years, has put together a free guide to help veterans obtain these life-saving service animals. If you are a veteran or know a veteran struggling with PTS, please go to AmericanHumane.org for this free, downloadable resource. Let's give our veterans the help they need to win their battle.
For more information, visit AmericanHumane.org.
You know, this time of year in Shasta County, the need to heat your home is probably the last thing on your mind, right? Well, my friend SSD Oil says this is the ideal time to trade in your old monitor heater on a spanking new Toyotomi and save yourself up to $250. Your qualifying model monitor heater earns you a huge allowance on a Toya stove that will keep you warm and cozy all winter long. This deal is as hot as a running sidewalk in summer. SSD Oil, 241-1167, 241-1167.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Now time for the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Michael Harrison, editor and publisher of Talkers Magazine, here as he usually is to review the charts that were created out of the work done by his staff at Talkers Magazine, the Bible of the talk radio industry charts for the week of October 8th through the 12th. We'll go through the list, the stories, the people. We'll talk about some of them. Let's see what we can garner from Michael's expertise and my having talked on the air about some of these things myself this week. So, Michael, you want to get started with our lists?
Yeah, it's a big week. A lot of things happening from all ends of the spectrum. We have number 10 National Football League action, as I believe we are in the sixth week of the NFL season. And the Major League Baseball playoffs are in full swing, and that is always the most exciting time of year for baseball. At number 9, we have the American Music Award Taylor Swift speech and that New York limo crash. They're tied at number 9. We have a couple of stories tied at number 8, the Clinton speaking tour and the missing Saudi journalist. At number 7, the U.S.-China trade war. At number 6, the Kanye West White House visit. At number 5, Nikki Haley's going to step down and the November midterms. At number 4, the aftermath of the whole Kavanaugh thing and discussion about the Democrats' civility issue. At number 3, the stock sell-off and interest rates. At number 2, the UN climate change report, and that comes, hand in hand with the number 1 topic of the week. The number 1 story is the Hurricane Michael slamming the Florida panhandle. On the people survey, we have quarterback Drew Brees. He broke an important record. He's at number 10. At number 9, Jamal Khashoggi, and that's tied with Taylor Swift, an unlikely combination there, but they're both tied at number 9. Nikki Haley is at number 8, Brett Kavanaugh 7. Number 6, Kanye West, who dominated a lot of the conversation toward the end of the week. Melania is at number 5, Eric Holder and Michelle Obama at 4. Number 3, Bill and Hillary. Number 2, good old Mitch McConnell. And number 1, Donald Trump. So there
emphasis
you go.
On, emphasis on Mitch McConnell on old. Is that being disrespectful? He's probably about our age. Or maybe
well,
a little older.
He could even be younger than us. Sometimes I find myself amazed that somebody that I look at and I get the feeling, oh, my gosh, old person, and I find out they're 10 years younger than me. I think a lot of it is how you present yourself. And certainly no disrespect was meant to Mitch McConnell because of his age. It's more his crustiness.
So does it sound disrespectful when I refer to him as an old fossil?
Only if you're discussing it figuratively in terms of his political position, is that okay? If you're calling him an old fossil because of his age, well, that's ageism.
It's just political.
You could be an old fossil at 40. In that regard. Also, I just want to mention Saturday Night Live. I don't know the name of the comedian who portrayed him because I just watch it, you know, on YouTube after the fact because I go to bed early on Saturday. The guy that played Mitch McConnell is hilarious, and he presented him as as a crusty old fossil. Very funny.
All right.
So there you go.
There that is. That's the list of stories. And people, well, let's look at the people list as a separate entity, shall we?
Well, it is.
I know it is. But oftentimes what we do is we try to chug into the stories and we don't take some of the people, they certainly always apply to the stories. But I was thinking about Drew Brees and all of the good publicity that he's garnering, not only for himself, but the good works that he does and now the excitement. And I'm not much of a fan. Frankly, but we pay attention when he did what he did during the hurricane season. But
yeah.
Then he's become quite the celebrity on the field. Yes,
well, he's one of the top quarterbacks of this era. He's actually one of the top quarterbacks of the era that is fading. There's a new era that has already taken hold. It's really evident this season when it comes to quarterbacks. A lot of new young ones that are really good. And Drew Brees, you know, is not going to be around that much longer as a player. But if you play long enough and you play at a steady pace, eventually you break records. And he's played at a steady pace. He's always been very good, never quite in the Tom Brady, Peyton Manning level, but right in there, you know, almost. And he just broke one of the big records for lifetime passes, yards gained through passing, or something like that. I'm not quite sure.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. But 500, I think it's there's 500 through to 500 touchdowns or something. Does that make
some,
sense?
I'm not sure. There's a point at which in sports you can make statistics about anything.
Yes, and understood.
Had the most home runs on a sunny day.
Yes, right.
You know that's
like ratings for radio stations.
Right.
You can always be number one in some demographic.
Yes.
Right.
And exactly. And not to take anything away from Drew Brees, but. There's always records falling in professional sports.
So let's take this approach. I was eager for you to talk about, the stories floating around this week about number of people going to games and number of people watching games on television, apparently, and listening on the radio. Apparently, this applies both to football and baseball. What do you make of that?
Well, what do I make of what?
The fact that there are fewer people going to the games, fewer people watching television and listening on radio.
Well, first of all, this is a complicated subject. The games, the number of people that attend the games goes up and down based upon whether a team is winning, the nature of the place, and the fact is that it's really not the most pleasant experience to go to a major sporting event unless you like that kind of rowdy, crowded discomfort. And you can't see anything as well as you certainly can see on television. TV is fantastic for sports, and radio... Yep. It's really good for baseball. Baseball and radio just go very well together.
It's fun to listen to games on the radio.
Yeah, that's a whole other discussion. But in terms of the ratings, there is a major problem right now in the broadcasting industry. They call it metrics, otherwise known as ratings. The numbers of people that are tuning into something, either on radio or television, there's a big confusion between what's on air and what's online. And as more and more people move to all of these online streaming services, and for both radio and television, I'm willing to bet most of the people listening to our broadcast right now are listening to it online. But you don't get credit in the ratings for that because it's apples and oranges. And talk radio especially suffers that from that because I think talk radio is the biggest format of terrestrial radio that's heard online. And people don't even realize they're listening online. They actually just think they're listening to the radio. They have it, they're either listening on their smartphone or their tablet or their Bluetooth in the car. So it's a very difficult time to get accurate numbers, and I think that a lot of this has reflected negatively on sports, particularly because of the politicization of sports, where people seek victory as opposed to truth. Oh, look, NFL numbers are down because they're taking
another bad headline.
Right, right, right. Yeah. So that's the story. That's basically it.
Okay, good. Thank you. Always good to hear from the horse's mouth what the consider you to be the expert when it comes to all sorts of things. Just as an aside, because we'll spend more time on the hurricane, but the way radio stations, I guess I'm proud to be, I have three or four stations that carry this program along the Panhandle and other areas as you go up into where the impact of the hurricane has taken place. I guess we have stations all over the place carrying various programs in every state, but I was particularly interested in Destin, Florida, where we have a station, in that Panhandle area, and looking at the after effect. You know, at first, the thing worked quick. It was the almost opposite of the last hurricane. Fast in and fast out, and lots of damage that wasn't expected. And so you look at some of this stuff now, and one of the things that I have tried to focus on is helping people come up with ways to help. Because there are always these people with their hands out, scams everywhere.
Oh, yeah.
And you got to look out for that sort of thing. But it's really, don't you think thinking about how the radio stations respond, there's still 20 stations off the air down there. But the way that they just go, throw the commercials away, let's go for it and help.
Radio is very good in these type of natural disasters, particularly when there's no electricity and you know, you have a portable radio.
A Sea Crane radio.
Yeah, right. And this message was brought to you by our friends at Sea Crane. But the truth of the matter is there aren't that many radios out there anymore. People, as I said, are listening on devices. They're listening on their refrigerators and on their car whatever the dashboard is turned into. But radio does, and not all radio stations, some radio stations are woefully ill-equipped to handle any kind of problem. They have enough problems playing their automated records.
Nobody home. Yeah, right.
But radio stations tend to throw commercials out. Radio stations tend to help each other pool resources. And for the most part, radio is a first responder when the going gets rough out there in terms of the weather and natural disasters.
Mm-hmm. All right. Well, it's a slap on the back for the good people working hard to make sure that everybody knows how to help themselves out of these circumstances.
Mm-hmm.
Good stuff. But time for us now.
But, okay. We should talk a little bit about something you mentioned after the break about the difference between this hurricane and other hurricanes and how it ties into the climate change issue, which was the number two issue of the week on Talk Radio.
Time together. Yes. Okay. We'll do that. Matter of moments right now. Let me tie together your need to lose weight, your desire to lose weight, and how to find success in that arena. Success is spelled C-A-L-O-T-R-E-N, Calitren, because this company, a family-owned company, been around for 30 years, and they have quietly been helping tens of thousands of people, just like you, who want to lose weight, to be successful. Isn't that what you want? You want to lose the weight safely, intelligently, and you want to keep it off. Wild diets, going to these places and buying lots of food, all of that stuff. It's okay if you think you're getting the results you want, but if you aren't, most people say they aren't, then you turn to Calitren and get the essential active ingredient, which is collagen. Collagen's a protein that helps build muscle, keeps your body healthy and strong, and we stop making it as we get older. So you need to supplement, and that's basically what Calitren's success story is all about. Collagen, protein, builds muscle, pushes out the fat. That's it. Stay on the program, you lose the weight and keep it off. That's it. Absolutely no adverse effects. So help yourself, do the right thing, lose the weight intelligently. Use Calitrin. Go to toploss.com. Get the special 10% off deal by checking the box for DJV.
Hey, guys, it's Victoria Keelan here from the DJV Show, and I want to tell you about Life Change Tea. It is a game changer. I started drinking Life Change Tea, and I feel so much better. I can't tell you how much more energy I have. Hey, it takes a lot to get up early in the morning. So how does it work? Life Change Tea is a proprietary herbal formula, a gentle daily cleanse designed to rid your body of toxins, molds, parasites, and bacteria. And let's face it, our food was really different 60 years ago. Minimally processed, free of pesticides, nourishment for the body. Today, not so much. GMOs, pesticides, herbicides, and processing depletes the nutrition from our food. No wonder we all feel so run down. Go to GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Use discount code DJV and they'll ship it free. Get ready to have more energy. I drink it every morning. It's not available in stores. You have to go to GetTheTea.com. And remember, use discount code DJV for free shipping. You'll be glad you did.
Losing weight is one of the best feelings in the world. What's even better is when people notice. Most people who take Calitrin say they sleep better, have less joint pain, and more energy throughout the day. It's all natural, so it doesn't interfere with any of your medications, and it has an 86% success rate with weight loss. Just take it at night right before you go to bed. It's that easy. Calitrin is science-based with 20 years of success.
Calitrin has worked miracles for me. I have regained my energy, and it's just been amazing.
My name is Joyce. I've used Calitrin and I've lost 61 pounds, and it makes my sister-in-law's jealous. It really works.
Hi, this is Lynn. I've been on Calitrin, and I love it. So far, I've lost 45 pounds.
Today is the perfect day to join over 100,000 others who have used Calitrin to lose weight, sleep better, have less joint pain, and more energy. Use the promo code TOPLOSS to save an additional 10%. Call 833-TOPLOSS or visit toploss.com. That's 833-TOPLOSS or toploss.com.
A jewel of the North State, a place we love to go and love being members.
The view, the best in the North State, from the restaurants, meeting rooms, and of course on the award-winning 18-hole golf course, Riverview Golf and Country Club. It's the place to belong.
Go in and meet the friendly staff today or go to their website at riverviewgolf.net and find out about their introductory memberships.
Riverview Golf and Country Club, corporate, social, tennis, fitness, and golf. Get it all. Become a member.
It's affordable and fun. Riverview Golf and Country Club.
Hi, I'm Sharon Clark of Home Helpers. It's amazing to look back at all the families we've touched since 2004, but our clients say it best.
I want to express my deep appreciation for the love and support you and your...
So fortunate to have an organization like Home Helpers.
You never know how much your contribution meant or how greatly you touched our lives.
Thank you so much for helping me care for my husband.
After hearing what it's meant to them, I truly can't imagine doing anything else. When you need help for your loved one, choose Home Helpers. There is no place like home.
Hi, this is Judy Maxwell with Maxwell Insurance and Financial. As a community, we are all recovering from the car fire. We understand the seriousness of this disaster and the frustration of dealing with the insurance companies. Insurance policies can be very difficult to understand. If you have questions about your insurance policy and need help in any way, please feel free to give us a call at 221-0441. This is Judy Maxwell with Maxwell Insurance and Financial.
Securities offered through Mutual of Omaha Investor Services Incorporated, a registered broker-dealer member FINRA and SIPC. Advisory services offered through Mutual of Omaha Investor Services Incorporated, a SEC-registered investment advisory firm. Judy Maxwell, representative. Maxwell Insurance and Financial and Mutual of Omaha Investor Services Incorporated are not affiliated. The information presented is intended for educational purposes only. It is not intended to replace the advice of an attorney or a qualified tax professional. This is not an offer or solicitation in any jurisdiction where they are not authorized to do business. Registered branch address, 1378 Hilltop Drive, Redding, California, 96003.
Free Dog Night is coming to Redding's historic Cascade Theater October 28th. Don't miss this chance to see Free Dog Night and hear all their iconic hits in the intimate setting of the Cascade. Free Dog Night, October 28th. Get tickets at 243-8877 or cascadetheater.org.
Talk Radio Countdown Show. Doug Steffen with Michael Harrison. editor and publisher of Talkers Magazine. You can find him at talkers.com. Lots of information about your favorite programs, favorite stations, what's going on in the business, the industry, plus Talkers Radio. Talkers Television is there. There is always the list of the stories and the people every week posted at talkers.com. Thus, the fodder for our conversations here. The number one and number two item, the hurricane, Mr. Michael, and the focus, because the UN has made it their business to try to alert the world as to what's going on with the climate, global warming situation, whatever it is. And so the two of them tied together make for interesting conversation, Michael.
No doubt about it. And you said before this was an unusual hurricane. It really, there was no warning. It just came out of nowhere.
Yeah, you know,
usually
what?
We have about a week.
It's fascinating. What I did this week was look on, for the first time when I was on the air, I brought up the satellite imagery sort of in a colorful way of the Atlantic and the Pacific to look at the storms. There are four storms that are brewing out there right now, varying degrees, and to look at them where they are, and then, you know, they kind of plot along, and to compare them to Michael, that's kind of why I did it. And the face that storm, interestingly enough, started off the coast of Africa, traveled all the way across the Atlantic, through the Caribbean, up into the areas of Florida, Alabama, Georgia, Carolinas, off the coast. Then it's now on the North Atlantic, and it's headed back and will hit the coast of Europe tomorrow night. It's fascinating
watch. It travels a strange course.
Yeah.
And its winds were fierce. They were. It was more like a tornado. But the thing, you know, the relief of tornadoes is as bad as they are, because they're the worst winds. The worst destructive force are tornadoes, but they're narrow. This was like a line of tornadoes, right, all across, like, you know, marching along, and just, a whole basic town or city has been leveled. Mexico Beach, Florida is gone.
Gone.
And they have
just
no
idea. Just a pad now. It's just an empty pad.
You know, yep. And there's no way to really know how many people have been killed. That's going to take time to count. It's a terrible thing. But it also, I'm not a meteorologist, but the UN climate change report, a lot of people have politicized the UN, and, you know, the UN, it's only a political ploy. But there's a lot to this climate change. And I think people should look at it objectively, without the politics, mm-hmm. because there is tremendous evidence indicating that the Earth is going through a change. Yeah. Whether Probably. Man is causing it, you know, that we can argue that forever, but it's likely because humans do affect the physiology of the Earth.
We agree on this completely. It's an absolute. It's like a no-brainer almost to figure it out, don't you think?
Well, if you know anything about science, it's pretty evident.
Yeah.
You know, once you slide down this slope in talk radio or anywhere else where there's politics, it's just met with total resistance or, you know, completely mindlessness on the other side. That's definitely the cause. It may not be, but the fact is there's evidence to indicate we have some control over this.
And we're flubbing it. The suggestion of the report is we're blowing it.
We're blowing it. We got to clean up our act.
Yeah.
Pollution
fossil
is a problem.
Fuels.
It comes down to pollution.
Mm-hmm. Well, it's the fossil fuel thing, and there are other alternatives. Maybe we'll spend a little bit more time on this as we continue here on the Talk Radio Countdown Show.
Balance of Nature's fruits and veggies in a capsule.
I spent years studying how to make this the best. I didn't make this because I wanted to make a company. Other companies are starting to catch on to this, and I buy every single other product that comes out so I can look at it and see it and test it. And I fear that people will buy some counterfeit and take it for a couple of months and go, oh, it's a bunch of crap. Doesn't work. Don't be fooled. This is the real stuff. We have absolutely the best process, and I can say that because we purchase every single one and check them out.
I took everything that was on the market. Nothing ever worked. Nothing ever worked. And this is the first thing that's really worked.
Nothing can compare with the benefits of Balance of Nature.
For a limited time, use discount code DJV to receive a 50% discount on your first preferred whole health system and have it shipped to you free. Call 1-800-246-8751 or go online to balanceofnature.com. Again, use discount code DJV.
Has falling asleep become a nightmare for you? You dream of getting a full night's rest, do you? Well, those days are long gone for me, and they can be for you, too, thanks to MyPillow. All right, sleep like a baby. I can do it. You can do it. Shouldn't have to adjust your pillow every night all night long. MyPillow adjusts to the shape you want and need and stays there. So why don't you toss out those flat, worn-out pillows? Ugh. Some of the things in those pillows, you don't want to know what's there. Let MyPillow change the way you sleep. They're the one and only solution to your sleepless nights. MyPillow is made here in America, 100% machine washable, dryable cotton. Unlike those other pillows, MyPillow comes with a 10-year warranty, 60-day guarantee as well. Won't find that anywhere else. Buy one MyPillow, get the second one free. It doesn't make any difference. Any MyPillow, get the second one free. Go to MyPillow.com and use the promo code DJV to get the two for the price of one deal. That's the promo code DJV at MyPillow.com.
Are you entertainment-minded? Do you like to hear people discuss fun topics?
Well, we talk about all things pop culture.
From movies and TV to books, music, games, and everything in between. But with a twist, everything is not very current.
We'll talk about things we recently discovered and have decided we just have to share our thoughts on.
Which gives us the title of our show.
We're a little behind.
Hosted by us, Chris and Jen Gomez.
Join us every Tuesday night from 6 to 7 p.m. for We're a Little Behind. Right here on Free Fire Radio, KCNR 1468.
Slow down. Hi, this is Dr. Trudy Pratt. My chiropractic and nutrition practice in downtown Reading has been helping people feel better for over 20 years. We pride ourselves in really listening to our patients and then tailoring a program of nutrition, chiropractic care, massage, and exercise that's just right for you. The results can be dramatic. Call 244-7873. That's 244-7873. Thank you.
Alan Gordon here with Coachmaster Collision Repair. That's correct. As a new owner of Coachmaster, I'd like to thank Don Steck for his long commitment and dedication to the automotive collision business. For over 50 years, Coachmaster has been offering the highest standard in auto collision repair. If you had a vehicle repaired by Coachmaster in the last 20 years, then we've already met. Coachmaster will continue to offer the same personal service, quality-driven technicians, and pride in every job we do. We'll miss Don as an instructor at Shasta College, his public service, and many entertaining commercials over the years.
Coachmaster Collision Repair continues to be the leader in the North State for advanced technology in the collision repair industry. From laser and 3D frame alignment machines and computerized paint matching technology to qualified technicians working on your vehicle. Remember Coachmaster on Eastside Road in Reading.
And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
I'm here with Mike of Estate Grant and Things. Hey, Mike, so I got to ask, what's with the and things?
And things is anything that we can make with granite and metal.
So you're saying it's going to last?
It's forever furniture.
Wow, did you come up with that one?
Absolutely. The and things are dining room tables, wine bistros, fire pit patio tables, and our ever-popular granite-lined roasters. Really, anything you can imagine inside or out.
You know, that store-bought stuff has to be replaced every few years. You know, it gets hot up here.
That's why we call it forever furniture. You can will it to your children.
Mike, with Estate Granite and Things, our builder of choice, thinking completely out of the box.
The first time I walked into my new kitchen, I was amazed. But after, I started to notice all the little things that make my kitchen unique. From the tile backsplash to the seams in the granite, everything was truly a work of art.
Hi, this is Mike from Estate Granite and Things. I know how important quality to a homeowner is, so give me a call at 241-STONE or come by our showroom at 4900 Mountain Lakes Boulevard. Estate Granite and Things, completely out of the box. Or visit us at EstateGranite.com.
Learn more about our shows and hosts. Check us out online at KCNR1460.com.
Countdown.
time for us to continue here. The charts from Talkers Magazine at talkers.com. They're the focus. Michael Harrison, editor and publisher and host. He's been actually the host of lots of things, good radio programs. He's hosted some fabulous conventions over the years, helped lots of talk radio people establish themselves, their careers, has been the greatest cheerleader. There have been a lot of good cheerleaders. Michael has been the greatest and the person with whom I've been closest over the years in terms of doing this. And I attribute a lot of what has happened here to you and your support. And I think that it's the kind of thing that with some good mentoring...
Yeah, you're very kind.
You always need, you see, never, ever, ever does anybody who's successful do it by themselves. Never.
Now, there's an old saying in publishing, everybody needs an editor, and everybody needs a director.
I needed one on more than one occasion.
But you're very kind. Look, congratulations to you. I think your listeners should know that this month you celebrate your 30th year as a nationally syndicated host. There's been a thread to your company and your independence in the broadcasting business, and I think only Rush Limbaugh of major hosts out there has been on longer than you, and we're only talking about a month or two.
Yeah, he started in August of '88. I started in October.
So that's a very big deal, and congrats to you. But thank you for the nice remarks. I appreciate it.
Thank you. All right. Meanwhile, back at the countdown, the stories. We wanted to add one more piece to this pie here. Our discussion of climate change and the people who stick their head in the sand, fossil fuels and burning that. I made one reference this week to sort of make it visual, because I think you have to speak visually. There, I've been to England 100 times over the years since the 1970s. I remember when I first went there. You know, think of the century. It wasn't that long after World War II. There were still buildings being rebuilt after the war. But the buildings were all black. And so I thought to myself, what in the world is that? And it turns out it was the coal dust left from burning all the coal that they did. Coal was all they had for fuel during World War II, and it stayed on the buildings for quite a long time. Anyway, that's what you're breathing. That stuff goes into your lungs, folks, also affects the atmosphere.
Right now, with all of the diseases that are around and the increase of cancer and all of that, it's largely attributable to the chemicals that are in our food. That's one of your topics as a small farmer. Yeah. The pesticides, the GMOs, the pollution of our planet and the pollution of our bodies is probably the most important issue of all. You know, I say the biggest things in the 21st century is clean water, the lack of time and privacy. Well, clean water comes into that whole, the environment. And people who don't think that the human race has influence over the environment are woefully out of touch with reality. We have the technology. We can't do it right now because we don't have the will and we don't have the time. It would take about 100 years to do it. But we have already on paper the technology to be able to change Mars. It's called terraforming into another Earth with water, with shrubbage, with trees, and with oxygen. And the way to do it is exactly the same way that what's happening now with the greenhouse effect is by emitting carbon dioxide into the atmosphere of Mars will warm it up enough to make it like Earth. We already can do this. It would take about 100 years to do it. But the point I'm making is in the far out reaches of science that deals with long-term thinking, this is already on the drawing boards. Mm-hmm. And that time will pass, and we will do amazing things in the future, just as we have done things today that they never would dream about 100 or 200 years ago. But the point is, if we can turn Mars into an Earth, we can turn an Earth into a Venus. And Venus is the opposite side of the spectrum. Venus might have once been like Earth, but the greenhouse effect created what is now basically a hell. It's so hot on Venus that lead melts. Mm-hmm. And these are fragile ecosystems, and we are part of it. And that's a conversation that has absolutely nothing to do with politics.
Mm-hmm. Right. people make it, they try to make it political, but
there are people on all sides of that issue that are self-interested, corrupt, seek victory, and seek short-term gains for themselves. But it's really a crime against the future of humanity for us not to think about our children, grandchildren, and future generations.
Well, we better be waking up to it. All right, let's not spend all our time there, but it's very important to get that message out. The stock sell-off, I want to do, may we do a little culture, a little pop culture, the Taylor Swift thing, how that impacted, and it has become, like every other damn thing, it has become political, her endorsing some candidates, speaking out about political things. What do you make of that and its impact on her fans?
Well, I think that every American has the right to speak, so I'm not a fan of the shut up and dribble and shut up and sing philosophy. I believe everybody has a right to speak. However, on the other hand, it's not always the smartest thing to do in this politicized age when you have a nice career going, because you will turn off people and not necessarily turn on people. And so there's a certain... it's somewhere between bravery and foolishness to do that. I do believe that all of these entertainment organizations, the Tonys, the Emmys, the Oscars, the AMAs, have kind of besmirched their purity by becoming so political. And I think that it's, on one level, as I said, it's an exercise of free speech. It's part of a democracy in action. And another level, it's kind of stupid because it's not the right forum. I mean, Taylor Swift, it's bad enough that we have to listen to her. I have nothing against the young lady. I think she's a talented singer. But the way she dominates pop culture and pop music, and she's standing in the way of so many other artists, because the music industry is so crippled. It's so bankrupt of street and new ideas and new groups and new singers and songwriters and recording techniques. It's so stagnant for so many years. She stands in my mind as one of she's the poster girl of non-change. If the record industry had their way, she would just remain the top pop star for the rest of time. Mm-hmm. That's just my view. I'm sorry. I believe in a robust, changing art field. Where new artists are constantly coming up and trends are changing. Maybe it's just my background following groups like the Beatles. And look at the way the Beatles changed
the
in 6 years. The Turtles. The Turtles.
Oh, come on.
The Zombies.
Actually, Flo and Eddie are responsible for that. The bill the president signed the other day, that came
right
out of that suit.
You're right.
From the early 70s to 60s when those guys weren't getting paid. Phil Spector screwed literally and figuratively everybody he could. Remember Ronnie Spector sued him for $10 million and got every penny of it because
she was married to him.
And she was married to
him. The one that really got screwed is a woman named Darlene Love.
Darlene Love. Oh, my God. Yeah, she didn't become the lead singer of the Ronettes because she wouldn't sleep with him. Yeah. And the same was true with Mary Wells, not Mary Wells, Mary, the Supremes, Mary.
Yeah.
You know who I mean?
Yeah,
Mary, whoever Mary was the better singer.
Yeah, okay, there was Diana yeah. Ross,
Mary
Birdsong.
Well said, thank you.
Okay,
say that.
Florence Ballard. And then there was another one. There were five Supremes.
The only person who would sleep with Berry Gordy was Diana Ross, and so she became the lead singer.
Is that true? I didn't even know that.
That's absolutely true.
Wow.
Yep. Take it to the bank. There you go. All right. We got to get to this. I've been chopping at the bit all morning because I am such a fan of Cousin Bruce, and I know that he's in the spotlight, of the... the Michael Harrison interview. You caught up with the cuz.
Yeah, I got a good one there.
If there's an icon, never mind in music radio, this guy's 87 years old, if I have my numbers right, or pretty damn close to it, and he's still on the air, and he still sounds fabulous. He still sounds like Bruce.
Yeah.
I knew him and worked with him back in the...
Really?
In the early days of this incarnation, in the early 90s, and his wife is a hoot, too. But he really is. He is the real deal. And we'll talk about that with Michael in a few moments. First, speaking about having a good, long, healthy life, you can take the right steps to getting to a good, healthy place, because all of your health comes from having a healthy gut. Don't have healthy stomach and colon, you will not be healthy, period. All the disease, discomfort that you have in your life comes from a messed up colon, eating the wrong foods, having too much unhappiness, if you will, in your gut, the minimally processed foods and the nourishment or lack thereof that comes when you eat the food that has toxins and molds and parasites, bacteria, all that yuck. Time for you to clean your body, to power wash the insides of your body with Life Change Tea. It'll do it. It's a proprietary herbal formula cast from teas all grown in America, all organic, all natural, and this is the real deal. There are a lot of other formulas at GetTheTea.com, but this is the best one. Get started. Cleanse your body. Look what they have at GetTheTea.com. You got to order it there. You can't get it in stores. Go to GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Use the discount code DJV, and they ship it to you without cost. So you want more energy, a healthier body? Drink a cup every day. That's what I do. You'll find it at GetTheTea.com. Life Change Tea will do just that. Cleanse your body. Get ready for more of everything that's good. Ship it free by using the code DJV at GetTheTea.com. Talk Radio Countdown Show. I'm Doug Steffen with an overview of the stories. First of all, the week is the second week, full week of October the 8th to the 12th. That's where we are focused. The number 10 item on the list, all the focus on what's going on in the NFL. Well, actually, more to the point, lack of important viewership, listenership, and attendance at both football and baseball games. Number 9, everybody's talking about Taylor Swift and her speech at the AMAs. Number 8, the Clintons going on the speaking tour circuit. Number 7, the China trade war still hasn't been settled or figured out yet. Kanye West going to the White House. Number 6, Nikki Haley stepping down at the UN. Number 5, the aftermath of the Kavanaugh hearings is 4. Stock market sell-off, number 3. The climate change report, number 2 from the UN. And Hurricane Michael, number 1 this week on the Talk Radio Countdown Show.
Freedom doesn't start in the White House. It starts in your house. Here's Ellen Krebel.
Many of us share great memories of eating ice cream in the park, one of the great pleasures of summer. But we'll have no more of that in Boulder, Colorado. The city has now banned ice cream as an option for vendors in all the local parks. That's because the ice cream bars that were being sold come in larger sizes and have higher sugar and fat content than is allowed under the city's latest nutrition guidelines. Those rules apply to all ice cream, but also to nuts, chips, packaged fruits, cereal, cookies, pudding, and all other snacks. Should city governments even have rules for such things? Or should we all look through the lens of liberty and insist that such regulations be withdrawn? We can decide for ourselves when and where we want to enjoy ice cream.
For more, check out our podcast at lensofliberty.org.
Calitrin contains absolutely no drugs, absolutely no stimulants. It is completely safe to take, even if you're taking other medications. It's guaranteed or your money back. So you want to lose the weight, get on the program, maintain your weight, stay on the program, take care of things, aches and pains, stay with Calitrin, C-A-L-O-T-R-E-N, Calitrin. You get it by going to toploss.com, 10% off when you use the DJV code, and if you buy more than 3 bottles, you get a 4th one free. Make sure you check that box, though, for DJV to get the special deal. Or you can talk to a counselor at 833-TOPLOSS. People hear me talking about Calitrin on the air, and they want to know what the real deal is, what the story is. So I tell them to call that number and talk to an expert. Get on the program, sign up, get all of the benefits by going to toploss.com. Use the discount code DJV. On the people list at the Talk Radio Review, Talk Radio Countdown Show, I don't know, there are a couple of surprises here, like Drew Brees, great football player, getting a lot of attention this week. Taylor Swift at number 9, Nikki Haley number 8, Brett Kavanaugh number 7, Kanye West number 6, Melania Trump number 5, Eric Holder number 4, Bill and Hillary number 3, Mitch McConnell number 2, Donald Trump number 1. As sort of an extra, Michelle Obama got a lot of attention this week for her explaining what the relationship is like between she and George Bush. It's really fun and been reported widely, and people love that kind of stuff. So that's in there as well, or ought to be. Michelle Obama, I think she appeared in a couple of talk shows, and that was the outcome. So that's the people list. All of these things put together by the hardworking staff at Talkers Magazine. Find the list every week at talkers.com. All right, so Michael Harrison, the Michael Harrison interview with Bruce Morrow. Tell us about that.
Well, Cousin Brucey, let's just put it
Cousin
this way.
Cousin Brucey!
I listened to him when I was 11 years old.
Of course you did.
11 years old, he was one of my radio idols, and he remained big through the 50s, 60s, 70s, 80s, 90s, 2000s, and into the 2010s, where he is still a major player on the air.
Yep.
He also owned a chain of about 80 stations at one point. But he sold them and became very wealthy.
Yep.
But he is on Sirius XM satellite radio on their 60s and 6th channel, and he does several shows a week, and they're very, very, very good.
Very popular.
He's very stable, very steady.
He's a steady voice.
And so I captured a portrait of him, mhinterview.com. If you love radio, you're going to love that conversation. It's one of my best podcasts, mhinterview.com.
And the story of Bruce, there were other great, Dan Ingram. I mean, there's some great names that come out, and some of the people listening may remember them. And mostly those guys were New York guys, but the guys who were in, Robert W. Morgan, some of the guys that were big in Los Angeles, and the Dick Biondis of Chicago. Every city had a guy or two like Morrow. In Boston, I can think of Bruce Bradley and Arnie the Woo and Dick Summer.
You know, what's amazing about Morrow is that he's still doing it.
Yeah.
And he's still doing it in a big-time way. He's not on some retirement community little radio station in Florida.
No.
You know,
and people love him there. They love to work with him because he's such a nice guy, a fabulous guy.
Very positive.
Yeah.
No. Well, so I'm pleased with it. I captured it. I wanted to have that, and it's very
you
good.
You did. Yeah. All right, catch it at mhinterview.com. Check out talkers.com as well today, 10 before the hour, Talk Radio Countdown Show.
This is Terry Oxley, pastor of True Light Church in Bella Vista. Are you aware there are at least 7 million people in California who call themselves Christians? And of them, less than 15% will vote this coming election. If we are to survive the continuing moral decay of our California political leaders, every Christian must stand up, be counted, and vote. In order to return to godly moral values, Christians must vote according to the principles of the Bible. Regardless of your political party, please vote for candidates who believe in and live the values taught in the Word of God. If you are looking for a no-nonsense church that's not afraid to talk about current issues and yet teaches the Bible, I invite you to be our guest. Our Sunday services are at 10 a.m. We are located on Deschutes Road, one block south of Highway 299 in Bella Vista. You can visit our website at truelifereading.com. We hope to see you soon, and remember, it's worth the ride.
You know, this time of year in Shasta County, the need to heat your home is probably the last thing on your mind, right? Well, my friend SSD Oil says this is the ideal time to trade in your old monitor heater on a spanking new Toyotomi and save yourself up to $250. Your qualifying model monitor heater earns you a huge allowance on a Toyo stove that will keep you warm and cozy all winter long. This deal is as hot as a running sidewalk in summer. SSD Oil, 241-1167, 241-1167.
From the Pacific Justice Institute, this is The Legal Edge with Brad Dacus.
An Oregon District Attorney's Office recently dropped all charges against a street preacher after Pacific Justice Institute drafted a legal brief requesting the charges be dropped on constitutional grounds. You see, street preachers have a right to preach their gospel message in public forums.
Stay informed on religious freedoms. Receive our weekly email newsletter, The Legal Insider, at pji.org.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
As the Talk Radio Countdown Show continues, my pleasure to introduce you to Professor Stephen J.J. Wiseman, the Prof. Anybody call you the prof? That's what I always used to call the professors. The teachers were profs. Did you call them that when you were in school?
We used to refer to that. No, they refer to me as professor. I'm still getting used to the fact when I cross campus, young women hold doors open for me.
That
feel old.
That's that gray hair that does it. You still have all your hair, though. That's a good thing.
That's the good part.
It is the good part. All right, let's talk about the bad part of this hurricane. Number one issue this week, story about the hurricane and all the damn scams. You, beside being college professor, law professor, have the leading website in the country on scams called scamicide.com, which is supposed to help inform all of you about the dangers of scams. In this circumstance, there is a myriad of stuff that you got to look out for. So where do we start?
Oh, absolutely. You know, for the people who are actually in the affected area, FEMA will be there, the insurance companies will be there, but the scammers will be the true first responders.
Yep.
They'll be there posing as insurance companies, posing as FEMA, asking for your Social Security number and even sometimes credit card numbers and stealing their identity. See, you never give that information to anyone unless you've confirmed they're legit. For the rest of us who want to help, that's the thing where there are so many phony charities, and frankly, there are even some so-called legit charities that will accept your donation and spend most of the money on paying themselves salaries. So the thing to do is make it easy on yourself. First of all, if you get a call on the phone, and you can get a call on the phone from a charity even if you're on the do not call list, because that's an exception. But if you get a call on the phone, you get contacted with a text message or whatever, you never know who's really contacting you. So the best place to go, I found, is a place called charitynavigator.org. It's a free website. You can look up the charities, and you'll find they'll even have a special section there of charities helping the victims of Hurricane Michael. You can find out which ones you get the most bang for your buck, where it's actually going to help people, and which ones are scams.
Uh-huh. And the same can be said, if I may, I stay away from the Red Cross. This month, it's National Breast Cancer Awareness Month. You see Susan G. Komen and that bunch around everywhere. The woman that ran it is up for the UN position, makes it more notable and timely to discuss what a horrible job she did running that charity and how the money has been distributed in places that will never do any woman who has breast cancer or has the worry about it any good. And I don't know whether you want to talk about that or not. But,
you know, I don't know enough about the specific amounts with her and that charity, but it's not unusual to have that happen. Also, this being Breast Cancer Awareness Month, there'll be a lot of companies that will have the pink ribbon and be telling you that they're contributing to breast cancer charities. Find out which cancer charities they're contributing to. Find out if they really are, because there's a lot of abuse of that symbol with people who really want to help and then get taken advantage of.
Right. All right. So here's, the amusing story in the countdown. Number six is Kanye West visiting the White House. I don't know about the legal aspects of this, but knowing that his password is 000000 is kind of fun. And the whole atmosphere, what a circus that was.
It was a zoo. Yeah. You know, I was watching that on the news, the video of Kanye West at the White House, and it was kind of interesting because I do remember during hurricanes during President Obama's tenure in office, and then Private Citizen Trump was criticizing him for not giving it his attention. And I look at what is Trump doing, and I don't think he has to be meeting 24 hours a day with it, but it's funny to see him talking with Kanye West and, like you say, that paragon of security with a password of all zeros.
All right, quick comment from you about the Clintons going on a speaking tour. And what sort of fate, what kind of danger is there in that?
Well, you know, it's one of these things, you know, take the money and run. It'll be interesting. I haven't seen what the substance is going to be. You know, both of them are intelligent, interesting people. So it'll be interesting to see how much of it is self-serving, how much of it is just to make money, and
all
how much of it is real politics.
Yeah, all of it is self-serving, I think. The fact that they made $150 million so far individually on the speaking circuit, now let's add a few more mil. Nothing wrong with that. It's just an interesting combination to see the two of them together that way.
The Talk Radio Countdown. The Talk Radio Countdown Show is a production of Stefan Multimedia, produced by Bob K. Sound and Recording.
I'm Dr. Nancy Sutton Pierce, the host of the Conscious Living Show, every Saturday, 11 to noon, here on KCNR 1460. You'll laugh, cry, and perhaps be shocked by my frank and honest conversations. I often team up with my husband, Dr. Mark Pierce, and no one makes me squirm or giggle quite like he can. We are the yin-yang, east-west, of most topics, yet you can always feel the love and respect between us. Visit DrNancySuttonPierce.com to keep this conversation going.
Joe's Web Geeks are the geeks your business has been looking for. Now businesses in Shasta County have a resource to make online advertising easy. With our Jumpstart service, you can get a website with pages built to be found in search, a Facebook page, listings in over 25 directories, and a lot more for $8.99. Let Joe's Web Geeks help you so that you can get back to doing what you do best. Visit joeswebgeeks.com or call 515-9851.
You're listening to KCNR 1460, community talk radio for the North State. This is KCNR, Shasta, Redding.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstrup. International concern is growing over the writer who vanished on a visit to the Saudi consulate in Istanbul over a week ago. American lawmakers threatened tough punitive action against the Saudis, and Germany, France, and Britain jointly calling for credible investigation into Jamal Khashoggi's disappearance.
I don't want to get drawn into hypotheticals because we don't know the facts yet. But we have been very, very clear that if these stories are true, that would be totally appalling. We would have to think about the appropriate way to react in that situation.
British Foreign Secretary Jeremy Hunt. Turkish officials have said they fear for a Saudi hit team killed and dismembered Khashoggi, who wrote critically of Saudi Prince Mohammed bin Al Salman. The kingdom, though, is calling such allegations baseless. Georgia emergency officials say approximately 120,000 customers in the state remain without power after Hurricane Michael. Georgia Emergency Management and Homeland Security Agency says the list includes a number of customers. The death toll from Michael stands at 15. The day after a mourning community said last goodbyes to 8 of 20 victims of a limousine crash, 4 sisters and 4 other relatives, New York Senator Chuck Schumer is calling on federal regulators to formulate new safety standards for the vehicles.
I am hopeful within 6 months we can get recommendations. We can then push the National Transportation Safety Agency to implement those recommendations, and if there's any need for legislation, we will push it through very, very quickly.
Exit polls indicate German Chancellor Angela Merkel's conservative allies are losing the absolute majority in Bavaria's state parliamentary vote by a wide margin. The ARD and ZDF public television exit polls had the Christian Social Union winning just 35.5% of the vote. More at townhall.com.
Hi, I'm Bill Engvall, and I'm here with Mike Stahl from Health Markets, a national organization helping folks find the right Medicare coverage. Mike, the news reports keep saying that the rates might actually be going down.
The cost of many Medicare plans are decreasing this year. So you have to ask yourself, are you getting the best rate? Health Markets offers a free service with access to thousands of Medicare plans, plans that can eliminate your out-of-pocket costs, plans with $0 premium, and even plans that pay you back.
All right, Mike, with the enrollment deadline for Medicare coming soon, what should people keep in mind?
With so many new options, it can be confusing. You can get objective help to find a plan that may cost less and cover more, with lower copays, more choices like dental, vision, and prescription drug coverage, and the freedom to see the doctors you choose. Don't miss out on savings you deserve. Our Health Markets Medicare assistance is free.
Thanks, Mike. Hey, folks, your Medicare is just too important to put off. So call Health Markets today and find out how much you could be saving.
Call 800-716-7780. That's 800-716-7780. 800-716-7780.
A push to give the Justice Department more enforcement authority over the lucrative and at times shadowy world of foreign lobbying is stalled.
Organizations that range from the influential U.S. Chamber of Commerce to the National Association of Criminal Defense Lawyers have raised objections to legislation that would sharpen the teeth of the Foreign Agents Registration Act. The law, enacted 80 years ago to expose Nazi propaganda, requires people to disclose when they lobby in the U.S. on behalf of foreign governments or political entities. While there's bipartisan support for cracking down on unregistered foreign agents, critics argue that several of the changes proposed in congressional bills could backfire by sweeping in a host of unintended targets. Jeremy House, Washington.
The Neil Armstrong film First Man landed in third place at the box office behind last week's champs Venom and A Star Is Born. Breaking news and analysis at townhall.com. Interior Secretary Ryan Zinke's approved a 20-year ban on new mining claims in the Towering Mountains just north of Yellowstone National Park.
Zinke signed the ban last week in his home state of Montana. He was joined by local business owners and residents who pushed for the ban after companies began drafting plans for new mines in an area frequented by wolves, elk, bears, and other wildlife. The ban does not stop mining on private land or take away pre-existing mining claims on public lands.
Jeremy House with that report. The signing occurred after two proposed gold mines raised concerns that an area drawing tourists from around the globe, that is, could be spoiled. The picturesque 10,915-foot Emigrant Peak has been at the center of the debate over whether or not mining should be allowed there. You can check out more on these stories. Log on to townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstra.
North State Security is currently celebrating our 50th year of providing security services throughout the Northern California region. The next few moments I'd like to spend recruiting you as an employee of North State Security. What a better way to help make a difference in the quality of life we all deserve to experience in the greater Redding area. Becoming a licensed security officer here at North State Security is a fabulous way to help make Redding a safer place to reside and conduct business. Call us at 243-0295 or stop by our headquarters at 1970 Hartnell Avenue for more information. We are offering a unique opportunity right now. Join our ranks and immediately become eligible for winning a luxury houseboat for a week from Shasta Marina, $500 in meat from R&R Meats, or $500 shopping spree at Costco, all valued clients of ours. Becoming an employee of North State Security to win one of these exciting prizes and help make the North State a safer place to be. How can you beat an opportunity like that? North State Security, 243-0295, or visit personally, 1970 Hartnell Avenue, Redding.
Hi, I'm Dr. Kara Tennant with Care Animal Hospital, and I'm inviting you to join me on the Carl and Linda Morning Show. We will be discussing all of Redding's local pet needs and how to keep your pet happy, healthy, and safe. Care Animal Hospital is a local veterinary clinic located on the corner of Hilltop Drive and Lake Boulevard. Make sure your best friend has the best possible care today.
Join Dr. Kara Tennant the third Friday of each month in the 8 a.m. hour here on locally owned KCNR.
KCNR 1460.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
I forgot to ask who's in the room, but we'll figure it out as we go around the room.
Oh!
The virtual room. I heard the voice of Rich McFadden, who's at the controls in our studio in Washington. I know Victoria Keelan is there from the DJV show. I'm Doug Steffen. Do we have any other attendees?
Just three of us.
The three of us. Okay, that's good. All right, so let's get down to business here. Our business. I look forward to this every week for lots of different reasons. Our time together, talk radio review. We all are professionals. We all have a good time. We all respect each other's point of view. Don't always agree. That's what makes for good conversation. So I'm going to actually, without interruption, go through the lists. The stories from Talkers Magazine that made it this week of October 8th to the 12th, and then the people before
a
I get through the list.
A doesn't make it.
Please.
I got a dollar. It says a shiny object distracts him. We end up somewhere else.
Now, Rich, let's take some over-unders. What number do you think he gets to? I'm going to say he gets to number six.
Yeah, I agree.
And then
number
derails.
Six. And then all of a sudden, something just is like, oh, look at that.
Yep.
Kanye West is number six. So I don't know. I'm going to be derailed on that one.
That's a really shiny penny.
See, McFadden and I have been together. Is it, what is it, 23, 24, how many years? 20 more than that, maybe even. I can't
1997.
Remember.
1997.
97, so 21 years. Okay. So, by the way, For those of you, this is the first shiny penny before I even get to the list. Doug Steffen, proudly but without much fanfare, this week began the 31st year of doing syndicated morning talk radio. It was the 30th anniversary, starting on October the 8th, 1988. The Good Day program began, and from that point, without stopping, except for a couple of weeks off along the way in the last few years, pretty much every day, Monday through Friday, actually for the first 12 or 13 years, I think it was Monday through Saturday. Actually, more than that. It may have been the first 20.
We did Sundays years. For a couple of years.
Did Sundays as well,
the,
yep.
The British That's, show with James
Webb. Yep. Yeah,
See,
yeah,
look,
yeah.
We're already off track.
We haven't even started yet.
Done.
Yeah. All right. Let's get to the list. Number 10, Sports Talk Radio, the usual stuff that has to do this week with the focus on the attendance and people watching sports activities on TV. We'll talk more about that. Number 9, Taylor Swift and her speech at the AMAs. Political people didn't like it, or at least some didn't. Excuse me. Number, whoops.
Who got the Heimlich? Little Heimlich.
I may need that.
See,
yeah.
Look, there's our shiny penny at number 9, the Heimlich.
No, number 8, the Clinton speaking tour. Mr. and Mrs. going out on the road together. I'll be the first person in the audience to ask a question. Number 7, U.S.-China trade war. Number 6, Kanye West goes to visit the president. Number 5, Nikki Haley stepping down at the U.N. Number 4, the aftermath of the appointment of Judge Kavanaugh. Number 3, the stock sell-off this week. Number 2, the U.N. climate change report. And number 1, Hurricane Michael. All right, I made it.
Congratulations.
Wow, congratulations.
Other than the fact that I can, hold on just a second, I have to have a sip of my life change tea. Talk amongst yourselves for a minute.
Well, I mean, let's congratulate Drew Brees at number 10 with the sports
yes.
stuff.
An
amazing feat. The guy is an elite quarterback. Will go down as one of the best. Really, the first several years of his career, there was not a whole lot there. And then Katrina happens, and he comes in as, like, the superhero for New Orleans.
Mm-hmm.
And ever since then, the guy has been on fire. And the only thing that I'm upset about is that they took him out of the last drive of the game the other night against my Redskins so that they wouldn't run up the points, and I lost my fantasy football game by 3 points. Forget that.
Oh, because you needed the Saints to win?
Run up the score on my Redskins. Drew, take one more touchdown. Get me my fantasy win.
Uh-oh.
Wow. But that's good sportsmanship, actually. That
it
was.
Is, yeah.
They you know
would
what I thought would have been cool?
Right.
The Redskins were done anyway. They lost by 20-some points, right, 30 points. Why not just have the defense just stand on the sidelines and give Drew that that 500th touchdown?
Why not? Why don't you shut the game down and let everybody go home early?
Nah, I mean, you got to sell the beers, you know.
Yeah.
All right, so here's the people list. Richie just suggested and is accurate. At number 10, Drew Brees is the... aforementioned star of the
Did you hear
day.
What he's told his kids, Doug? After
no.
They stopped the game when he did the yards for the completion for the yards that he needed to be the all-time leader of yards completed in as a quarterback.
Of any quarterback
of any quarterback ever.
Of the NFL,
ever.
Yeah.
So they stopped
really
the game. They get the rep from the NFL Hall of Fame comes out, white gloves, takes the football from him, says, we'll take care
really?
Of this forever. Hands
yeah.
him a certificate stating it, and he walks over to his family and his kids, and he looks down at his boys, and he says, see, boys, you can do anything if you put your mind to it.
Aw, he's such a sweet
person,
true. Too, and that's one of the other reasons why New Orleans has just fallen in love with Drew Brees, and it's for great reasons. He's done so much for the community, and
good
he's
for
just
him.
Such a good guy. Yeah.
Number 9 on the people list this week, according to the research done by Talkers Magazine, Taylor Swift. Number 8, Nikki Haley. Brett Kavanaugh is 7. Kanye West is 6. Melania Trump is 5. Eric Holder is 4. Bill and Hillary are 3. Mitch McConnell is 2. Why?
Because of the Kavanaugh. The Kavanaugh.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, it's a win for him.
Whenever I see his name, it's kind of like fossilized. Donald Trump is number 1. No big deal there. No big deal in the sense that he's pretty much, by virtue of his personality, pretty much is number 1 all the time. And so, anyway, that's the situation. I thought with Trump, I make this one comment, and then we're going to pause for a moment and then dig into some of this stuff. There is a bit of controversy over this missing. Is this guy Khashoggi a journalist? He works for the Washington Post. Is he a real journalist or is he one of these pop guys?
He was a contributor for the Washington Post. Always bashed on the guy that's high up in the government of Saudi Arabia. They made up some excuse to invite him there to come to the
consulate. And then they popped him off.
And he shows up there and hasn't been seen since. They have video of him walking into the consulate, but never leaving. Turkey says, because the guy's Turkish, Turkey says they've killed him and we've got proof. Right. And Saudi Arabia says we didn't kill him, but they're not saying what happened.
We didn't kill him. That doesn't mean somebody else didn't kill him, that they hired to kill him.
Sounds like an episode of 24. Where's Jack Bauer?
Yep, exactly. Or the new Jack Ryan show, Richard.
Yep. Where's Jack Bauer?
One of those. Although they are going to bring 24 back. Looks like Jack Bauer may be in it, but Chloe won't, which is another shiny penny for another day.
Blast.
Okay. So we're going to get to our comments on some of these stories. I want to get Victoria's take on Taylor Swift and her speech, and I'm sure Richie will have a point of view on that as well in a matter of moments. First, though, let me help you live better. Some people are living with a very unhappy gut. As a matter of fact, some folks live with it for years before they do anything about it. It's microbial imbalance. And the treatable cause, well, there are a lot of different things going on in your gut. IBS, irritable bowel syndrome, that kind of stuff. Women have it more often than men do. So listen up. Here's the recommendation from folks from far and wide. This company that's been actually making teas for a number of years, the newest one is Life Change Tea, and it will, and it does. I drink it. Victoria drinks it. If you have an unhealthy colon, your desire should be to make it healthy again, because most all disease, most all discomfort is directly related to an unclean stomach, colon. The elimination system is plugged up. So, if you want to think of your colon as the waste management station and you want to clean it out, get rid of that stuff so the cells and tissues in your body can be healthy, detoxify with Life Change Tea. It's very easy. Cleanses your body. All the intruders will be gone. This is an organic, all-natural Life Change Tea is grown. The teas are all grown in America, blended in America, and you can get it very easily. And the only way, in fact, you get it is to go online to getthetea.com. Getthetea.com. Use the discount code DJV, and it gets shipped to you free without cost. Get ready for more energy. Get ready for a cleaner, healthier body. Get ready to feel really good. Drink a cup every day. Remember, you can't get it in stores. You got to go to getthetea.com. That's getthetea.com. Use the discount code DJV for free shipping.
The Top Radio Countdown.
Doug Steffen here. I want to tell you about Life Change Tea. It's a game changer. I drink a little tea here and a little tea there. I've been drinking a little tea, but now I'm drinking a lot of tea. Life Change Tea is a proprietary herbal formula, a gentle daily cleanse designed to rid your body of toxins, molds, parasites, bacteria. Let's face it, our food was a lot different 60 years ago, minimally processed, free of pesticides. It nourished our bodies. Today, it's not the case. GMOs, pesticides, herbicides, processing, all depletes the nutrition from our food. So we feel run down. Go to getthetea.com, use discount code DJV, and they'll ship your tea free. Get ready for a lot more energy. You'll be drinking it every day. Go to getthetea.com, getthetea.com, use discount code DJV for free shipping. You'll be very happy you did.
Losing weight is one of the best feelings in the world. What's even better is when people notice. Most people who take Calitrin say they sleep better, have less joint pain, and more energy throughout the day. It's all natural, so it doesn't interfere with any of your medications, and it has an 86% success rate with weight loss. Just take it at night right before you go to bed. It's that easy. Calitrin is science-based with 20 years of success.
Calitrin has worked miracles for me. I have regained my energy, and it's just been amazing.
My name is Joyce. I've used Calitrin
pregnant and I've lost 61 pounds. And it makes my sister-in-laws jealous. It really works.
Hi, this is Lynn. I've been on Calitriol and I love it. So far I've lost 45 pounds.
Today is the perfect day to join over 100,000 others who have used Calitriol to lose weight, sleep better, have less joint pain, and more energy. Use the promo code TOPLOSS to save an additional 10%. Call 833-TOPLOSS or visit TopLoss.com. That's 833-TOPLOSS or TopLoss.com.
Talk Radio Review with Doug Steffen and Victoria Keelan and Rich McFadden. So I want your take, please, Victoria, on the AMAs, Taylor Swift, how well she did, about the speech that brought her into the political world.
Well, you know, it's interesting because Taylor Swift has been a pop star since she was 14 years old when she got her first record deal. So she's been around for over 10 years now. And she's never been political. She has never made a political statement. She has stayed completely apolitical, so much so that a lot of her fans have, on the liberal side, especially females, have been kind of disappointed that she hasn't used her platform to, you know, to talk about issues, especially related to women. And she did that this week. And she got a lot of praise from the left, a lot of women especially. She endorsed two of the Democratic candidates in Tennessee. She explained why. She had a very, you know, lucid argument for it. And like so many other people, she stated her opinion and that was it. Now, on the, you know, President Trump commented he likes her 25% less now, and which is like, come on, that's such a joke. He couldn't name a Taylor Swift song if he had to anyway. So, like, that was kind of like, okay, he needs to comment on everything. And, you know, and then there was the sort of like the threats from, you know, from the right. Oh, there's going to be a huge backlash. And there wasn't one. And turns out that she encouraged everyone to vote. She put links up to get everyone to register.
Signed up, right? Didn't they
like,
a lot of people?
It
registered?
Was a huge amount of people. Now, I don't know if that was directly related to Taylor Swift. I don't think anyone will ever know that. However, at the AMAs, she won four major awards. She didn't say anything political at all until the very end, and all she said was register to vote. So I don't really
get the reality.
She's no longer
a country star. She's not in danger of losing any fans. She's a pop star now. And so it doesn't matter.
If anything,
matter.
She's gained more fans because of this.
There you go.
Right. Right.
All right. There's the story. Thank you for the roundup on Taylor Swift. We get to number eight, the Clintons go on tour. Up next here on the Talk Radio Review.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Hi, this is Don Burton. In the wake of the car fire, disaster rumors seem to move quickly and in some cases can be devastating to companies and individuals. One of those rumors relates to Palomar Builders and its owner, Jeb Allen. There's a rumor that Jeb has raised the prices on all his homes in an effort to profit from this disaster. Nothing could be farther from the truth. In the 30 years that Palomar Builders have been building homes in the North State, they have never had a price increase greater than 3%, ever. And many of the homes that were for sale were immediately opened up to displaced fire victims on the onset of the fire. And so many people know Jeb Allen and Palomar Builders as a giving company. And it's true, they've donated over $500,000 to Make-A-Wish in the past 2 years. Our community is important to Jeb Allen and Palomar Builders because they're part of this community. In an effort to help with home ownership, Jeb is offering $10,000 in free upgrades on any Palomar home in the month of August. For more information, contact Tom Papik of Coldwell Banker CNC Properties at 941-9534.
Purpose-driven banking. That's the vision behind the founding of Five Star Bank in 1999. Services inspired by partnership and defined by shared vision and goals. Five Star Bank, a champion of local economic development and community stewardship. Your success is their success. Now that's smart people doing good business. In a world that's both more connected and more isolated by high tech, Five Star Bank brings you a personal touch to small business banking, cash management, and online services. Five Star Bank, consistently rated among the very best by industry associations, rating agencies, and of course, customers and partners just like you. Your partner in success is Five Star Bank. FiveStarBank.com. Visit your local branch at 358 Hartnell in Reading. Progressive, professional, personal. That's Five Star Bank. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Okay, here we are.
Yep.
Political discussion off the air. Bring it back around to on air. On air time from on air with Victoria. I like her handle. You want to send her a note, Twitter handle, on air Victoria. Okay? Richie's is Rich McFadden. Mine is Doug Steffen, or at Doug Steffen, at Rich McFadden, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. Okay, so here we go, where they focus on Bill and Hillary. What they used to call it, Billary? Hillary, Billary, Doc.
Billary, yeah.
Most
runs
up the clock. So now they're going on a speaking tour. They'll make a lot of money. I think it's 19 stops, if I'm not mistaken, starting next week until Christmas time. And they're going to talk about the birds and the bees, the flowers and the trees, the moon up above, and a thing called love. Well, maybe not, but they'll have good stories. I don't think there's a more popular person in terms of just attracting a crowd in this country, no matter what the genre, than Bill Clinton. He attracts people with the same degree of animus, they dislike Hillary, or at least some people do. But and yeah, there are people who dislike Bill, but there's something about him that just
it's very true.
Want
he's dirty.
It's true.
There's something about him.
Friends of mine, I'll never forget this. My mom and I belong to an historical preservation group, and so with lots of little old ladies, and they're very, very Republican. And I remember years ago when I was a kid, they met Bill Clinton, and both these two little old biddies, they said, you know, we didn't vote for him, we never would, but you know what? When we met him, we kind of got it. Like, yeah. Like they figured out some secret. They said that they really when you meet him in person, he's got this magnanimous kind of aura about him, and they said that they definitely were swooning a bit.
Until you question him about the sexual assault stuff because of all the Kavanaugh. That he's
well, had. I don't know about assault.
And that's kind of the story this week, is that, you know, they're going out on this tour, and Bill really should be just kind of laying low right now and waiting for Elvis to blow over before he comes back out. Because
I know, unfortunately, this has been planned for a while.
Yeah. Right. Now Hillary has to answer to her covering up for Bill and calling these women floozies.
Well, you can be sure any questions from the audience are going to be well screened.
Oh, yeah.
I doubt they're going to be having. Okay, Fred, back in the third row, please.
Right. They pushed Bill a little bit on some news channel the other day, and he got a little testy with them.
Yeah.
Well, he's been pushed on Monica Lewinsky recently,
right.
And so I think that's where he said, look, you know, I've apologized.
Because of the Me Too.
Because of the Me Too movement. She's now, Monica Lewinsky has labeled herself as an activist, so she's kind of been a little more visible recently.
Mm.
But,
mm-hmm.
you know, look, if they're going to go out and be on tour together, I don't think it would be Hillary's M.O. to back away from those questions. Maybe Bill doesn't want to answer them, but I think Hillary would. I really do.
Mm. Well, it should be interesting.
Now, what's she going to say?
Power couple. Yeah, what do they say?
Well, I don't know what her answer is going
to
be,
what's
but I think she's going to
answer
that.
Either
Paula
one of
Jones
them.
And all the rest of them, Jennifer Flowers, floozies, trollops, tramps. What's her response to that?
Gypsies,
that's a great question, and let her answer it.
Nah.
I mean, her husband was a serial cheater. I don't know if he was, you know, we don't know if he was a sexual assaulter, like the way that, you know, Brett Kavanaugh was accused of, and the Bill Cosby type stuff. I don't know. Did she marry a deadbeat husband? Absolutely. But, you know, that's her choice to stick with him, so.
A deadbeat husband in what way?
Well, he was a serial cheater. To me, that equals a deadbeat husband.
Is that the definition of a deadbeat? Oh, really?
For me, personally.
I thought a deadbeat husband would be somebody who didn't pay his alimony. That
well, that's a deadbeat
such a
dad. That's a deadbeat
it's
dad.
It's so transparent. It's just them
it's a way to make money. More money.
But you know what, though?
They've
how is that any different than Melania and Donald?
$150 million. But Melania and Donald.
How,
yeah.
how is it any different?
It's not.
No.
Right. So some people choose to stay in bad marriages. It would never be for me. That's not for me. I wouldn't want it.
I think Donald certainly is attracted to and loves having Melania as his wife, whether he loves her, I don't know. And Melania is there for convenience. And maybe she loves him, too. I don't know. Maybe she does.
So maybe the Clintons have some sort of other love for each other that maybe there's a meeting of the minds there.
I think
there
do.
Is.
Yep. 28 past the hour.
Balance of Nature's fruits and veggies in a capsule.
I was diagnosed with colitis 2 years ago, and this has completely changed my tummy issues. It's an honest-to-God truth statement. It literally has saved my tummy issues. completely changed it. I was hospitalized for 5 days. You know, knock on wood and all of that. And thank you for Fiber and Spice. It's an amazing, amazing staple in my life.
For a limited time, use discount code DJV to receive a 50% discount on your first preferred whole health system and have it shipped to you free. Call 1-800-246-8751 or go online to balanceofnature.com. Again, use discount code DJV.
Calitrin contains absolutely no drugs, absolutely no stimulants. It is completely safe to take, even if you're taking other medications. It's guaranteed or your money back. So you want to lose the weight, get on the program, maintain your weight, stay on the program, take care of things, aches and pains, stay with Calitrin, C-A-L-O-T-R-E-N, Calitrin. You get it by going to toploss.com, 10% off when you use the DJV code, and if you buy more than three bottles, you get a fourth one free. Make sure you check that box, though, for DJV to get the special deal, or you can talk to a counselor at 833-TOPLOSS. People hear me talking about Calitrin on the air, and they want to know what the real deal is, what the story is. So I tell them to call that number and talk to an expert. Get on the program, sign up, get the all of the benefits by going to toploss.com. Use the discount code DJV.
When you're looking to add a pet to your family, Haven Humane Society is the place to start. Hi, this is Mark from Haven to tell you that shelter pets make the best pets. With kittens, puppies, dogs, cats, bunnies, guinea pigs, hamsters, snakes, birds, and more, Haven has a pet that is the right fit for your family. We also provide education, training, spaying and neutering, dog licensing, and so much more. If you're looking for a way to help, our amazing volunteers have fun with the animals while helping us to save lives. For more information, call 241-1653 or visit havenhumane.org. Like us on Facebook and follow our progress as we work towards a day with no more homeless pets in the North State.
I'm here with Mike of Estate Granite and Things. Hey, Mike, so I got to ask, what's with the and things?
And things is anything that we can make with granite and metal.
So you're saying it's going to last?
It's forever furniture.
Wow, did you come up with that one?
Absolutely. The and things are dining room tables, wine bistros, fire pit patio tables, and our ever-popular granite line roasters. Really, anything you can imagine inside or out.
You know, that store-bought stuff has to be replaced every few years. You know, it gets hot up here.
That's why we call it Forever Furniture. You can will it to your children.
Mike, with Estate Granite and Things, our builder of choice, thinking completely out of the box.
The first time I walked into my new kitchen, I was amazed. But after, I started to notice all the little things that make my kitchen unique. From the tile backsplash to the seams in the granite, everything was truly a work of art.
Hi, this is Mike from Estate Granite and Things. I know how important quality to a homeowner is, so give me a call at 241-STONE or come by our showroom at 4900 Mountain Lakes Boulevard. Estate Granite and Things, completely out of the box. Or visit us at EstateGranite.com.
At Powerhouse Solar, we understand that each home has unique energy needs. We custom design your solar energy system to not only meet those needs, but to allow for growth, just in case you see a pool, spa, or electric car in your future. Hi, I'm Sue Blake, co-owner of Powerhouse Solar. At Powerhouse Solar, we are experts at designing and installing quality systems utilizing SunPower Solar. We install the SunPower package because it includes the panels, built-in microinverters, racking, and monitoring. One company and a bumper-to-bumper 25-year warranty. No other solar company compares to SunPower. At Powerhouse Solar, we install the perfect system for your family, and we stand behind our work. Ground rack, roof mount, or pole mount, let us design an energy-saving solar system just right for you. Talk with one of our helpful designers for your free estimate. Call 275-5600 or go to powerhousesolar.com.
I think one great benefit to having a Turtle Bay membership, I love that it's one place we can go to and bring our family, and there's something for everybody. There's activities for our one-year-old to do, and there's also exhibits and things for our six-year-old to do, and it's just a good variety of things for all ages.
We're members of Turtle Bay because I think education is really important, and I think kids need to learn that they can learn out of the classroom and learn in real life, and I think Turtle Bay brings that experience to them as they can see things that they see out and about outside of school and learn something.
You can take us with you anytime, anywhere, live with our streaming audio feed at kcnr1460.com.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown. Time with this is special, and we appreciate the fact that you are spending time with us here on the weekly talk radio review, a roundup of the hot hits in talk radio, courtesy of the research done by the folks at Talkers Magazine. You can find this list at talkers.com should you want to check it all out, the background for a lot of the stories, what's going on with the people that you like on your favorite talk radio programs and stations. It's all there at talkers.com, also the home of Talkers Radio and Talkers Television. I'm Doug Steffen, along with Victoria Keelan and Rich McFadden, going through the list this week. Number seven item is the trade war with China. I'm not going to waste any time on that. It's the same old discussion. Number six is Kanye West visiting the White House. Here's a trip and a half, man. So he accidentally reveals his passwords to the president, and then he drops some F-bombs in the Oval Office. What? It was Obama that called him a jackass, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay. So we now know his iPhone password. He talked about the Superman cape that Trump gave him. What in the world? And look at if you see some of the video, and everybody's taking shots of that when you see his password, but the Oval Office is full of people.
Well, it was quite a spectacle.
Yeah, it's a show.
It was televised. I think it's 20 minutes of coverage or something.
Yeah. And his password is 00000000.
It's Kanye being Kanye.
He even looks like a galoot, doesn't he? He just looks like a clown comes across. Just very interesting to see and hear and whatever. He went to the phone, by the way, to show Trump him unlocking his cell phone. He didn't even try to kind of make it clever for whatever the reason. I don't know. Who's he married to?
Kim Kardashian.
Right.
So was she there with him? I thought it was a Kardashian. I couldn't remember the right one.
I don't think she was there.
No.
I think we would have probably seen her. She was there not long ago. She's been working with Jared Kushner and Ivanka on prison reform stuff.
So have they met before, there. Trump and Kanye? What was reason for his going there?
But he went to Trump Tower right after Trump got elected. Kanye went to Trump Tower in New York, and they did like a little press, whatever you want to call it, a photo op out in front of Trump Tower.
Song and dance.
Yeah.
What's the attraction other than he's a clown?
Well, Trump likes anybody who likes him, so you know that's on his end.
Kanye's end is that Trump doesn't support all of the things that have kept the black community down, and that he's on the same train as Trump is. So
I got a kick out of looking at one of the tweets. Sarah Silverman says the GOP are hypocrites for telling Taylor Swift to stay out of politics, but giving Kanye West a free ticket.
100%. I agree with her. 100%.
And the left are hypocrites for loving Kanye and supporting him for years, and now all of a sudden he's Uncle Tom. Things said about Kanye.
Yeah, but who is like, if you like Kanye's music, his music has not suffered one bit. There was a rumor that the last time he said something about Trump that he lost his 28 million Twitter followers, he didn't lose anybody.
No. That's the last time he came out for Trump, he had an album coming out the next month. I totally believe Kanye knows what he's doing.
Oh, he's using Trump I'm not even going to say it, but yes, he is.
Right.
But the people on the left, though, you know, if you don't like his support of Trump, that's not going to change. It's the same way people on the right don't like Taylor Swift now because she wanted, she endorsed two Democrats.
Come on, get a life, will you please? It's only politics. Number five, Nikki Haley stepping down as the ambassador to the United Nations. I think she's done a very good job. Didn't know what to expect when she was appointed. She didn't seem to be that much of a Trumpster all along, but she seems to have gotten along very well with him. He seems to have liked her in the job. I think she's been very visible.
Not so much lately, though, but
very active.
Beginning. I'm with you. I didn't know what to expect. I didn't know a whole lot about her. I didn't really agree with her politics, but I think she's done a very commendable job. I think she represented our country really well. I think she was always poised and very well spoken.
Yeah.
And I think she's leaving some big shoes to fill.
Well, And the people who are up for at least one of them anyway, I think the story is not her stepping down. It's who replaces her.
Yeah.
And this Mrs. the sister of Susan G. Komen, and the one who's been running that foundation and stealing money. I probably shouldn't say stealing because she was legitimately given a check for hundreds of thousands of dollars every year, has reaped millions over the years since this thing was organized. And the money has not gone. If you are donating...
What's her name? Is it Linda Brinker? Is that her name?
Something like that, yeah. I find her to be one of the worst examples, and one of the reasons that people are suspicious about many of the 501c3s, many of the not-for-profit organizations. This Susan G. Komen is an absolute ripoff. And people who support her, I get a kick out of it. As a matter of fact, I said something nicely to a stewardess on an American flight, because they supported last year during October. Isn't it pink? Isn't pink? What's this month? October,
yeah, exactly.
Is that?
Yes, breast cancer awareness.
So, yeah. So when they go up and down the aisle and they ask for donations, I said I would give to some legitimate organization that was helping women who are suffering from breast cancer. And nobody's been any closer to it than I have. My sister had it. My wife died of it. So I know because of what I looked into when I was trying to find ways to support my sister and my ex-wife in their fight. And Susan G. Komen, the foundation itself, was named for a lady who suffered long, and the way her sister has run that thing is just a damned outrage. So, and now she's up for the job to be UN ambassador. Thumbs down, baby, on her. For any number of reasons.
Nancy Brinker. I just want to correct that. I said
Nancy
the wrong name.
Nancy Brinker?
Nancy Brinker. Yep.
Yeah. Okay. Who would be good was who is it? Ricky? What's the... now I can't remember her name. I saw somebody who read the... somebody that we don't know, that we just kind of, you know, who's good, that you get up there and stop all of the, like having another Brett Kavanaugh thing. Don't the UN ambassadors have to be approved by the Senate? Is that another circus?
They do, and I think that Nancy Brinker has already been confirmed because she was an ambassador to Hungary under George W. So I think she already went through the Senate confirmation. So I think that might be part of the reason. A, she's a woman, and I think it might be part of the reason why she would pretty much sail through a Senate confirmation.
Well, I'm guessing that she will not do the kind of work that Nikki Haley has done.
Nikki Haley did a good job.
Yeah, she did. Yep.
As governor, but you know, she's had a tough, like she said, she's had a tough 8 years.
Well, but the headline was all about her finances. Yeah, so she's had the same financial difficulty a lot of us have. Why are we focusing on that?
Well, I think because she also mentioned that too, that she wanted to get back into the private sector because of that. So, I don't think it's a big story. I think it's just a real legitimate reason.
All right, number four. Is something I have nothing to say. I'm tired of the Kavanaugh discussion. Aftermath is more of the same garbage. Anybody have anything to say?
I will say something. I do have something that is kind of, you know, I got a chuckle out of it this week. My new favorite website is brettkavanaugh.com.
Oh, no.
And the reason for it is because, no, someone bought the domain name. Brett Kavanaugh should have owned his own domain name.
Yeah.
So the when you go on to BrettKavanaugh.com, it's an entire website that's devoted to raising money for victims of sexual assault. So I thought that was kind of, that's
not too
internet working for the right thing.
That's right, Richie. Yep. That was dumb.
Yeah, that was dumb.
Yeah, okay.
There are
three things left. Two of them are worthwhile. The other one's not worth much time. The stock sell-off we'll get to in a moment. And then an overview of Hurricane Michael, which is the number one issue this week. First, though, I want to spend some time talking about how you get enough organic fruits and vegetables into your body, into your diet every single day, so that you can be a healthy person. The food you eat, obviously, it's either good, doesn't contaminate your body, or bad, does contaminate your body. And most of the things that you hear me talking about on the air with my voice sort of endorsement of products usually come from the food sector and come from the organic food sector or from the area where there is really a focus on making you healthier. Your well-being is very important to me. What is it? Dr. Ken says, I can't afford to lose any listeners. Well, that's true. Truer today than ever before. So here we go with Texas Superfood. They've asked me to talk about their 55 naturally grown raw fruits and vegetables that are picked at the peak of perfection. No toxic chemicals. Organic. American Cancer Society says that you should eat five or more servings of fruits and vegetables. Well, you get 55 with Texas Superfood. You heard me right. 55 naturally grown raw fruits and vegetables in every capsule, every spoonful. If you take the powder, that's great. Take the capsule, whichever. Go to TexasSuperfood.com and see their full line of quality nutritional products. That's TexasSuperfood.com/Doug. Check out the 55 vegetables. There are all kinds of things that they have there that are good for you. TexasSuperfood.com/Doug. Believe me, this is really an awesome company with awesome products. TexasSuperfood.com. See how you can be at your best physically with this great addition to your daily routine. TexasSuperfood.com/Doug. On the people list at the Talk Radio Review, Talk Radio Countdown Show, I don't know, there are a couple of surprises here, like Drew Brees, great football player, getting a lot of attention this week. Taylor Swift at number 9, Nikki Haley number 8, Brett Kavanaugh number 7, Kanye West number 6, Melania Trump number 5, Eric Holder number 4, Bill and Hillary number 3, Mitch McConnell number 2, Donald Trump number 1. As sort of an extra, Michelle Obama got a lot of attention this week for her explaining what the relationship is like between she and George Bush. It's really fun and been reported widely, and people love that kind of stuff. So that's in there as well, or ought to be. Michelle Obama, I think she appeared in a couple of talk shows, and that was the outcome. So that's the people list. All of these things put together by the hardworking staff at Talkers Magazine. Find the list every week at talkers.com.
This message is brought to you by Johnson & Johnson Health and Wellness Solutions, Incorporated. Obesity is associated with some of the leading causes of death in the United States, including diabetes, heart disease, stroke, and some types of cancer. If you are overweight and feel like you've tried everything to lose weight, you may be ready to consider bariatric surgery, also known as weight loss surgery. The decision to have weight loss surgery is personal, and the reason is different for everyone. It can be emotional and challenging for both you and your loved ones. If you are considering weight loss surgery, Health Partner can help. Len Greer, president of Johnson & Johnson Health and Wellness Solutions.
Health Partner is a digital health platform that connects you with information and tools to explore your treatment options and to work with your care team to physically, mentally, and emotionally prepare for surgery and recovery.
Start your journey today by visiting thehealthpartner.com.
Are you tossing and turning every night, counting sheep? Gets a bit old, doesn't it? I've been there, done that. But now, with my pillow, those restless nights are long gone. I wake up feeling more refreshed than ever before. So why don't you do what I've done? Ditch those lumpy pillows. You deserve the best. Let MyPillow provide you with the comfortable night's sleep that you've been missing. Made right here in America, 100% machine washable and dryable. Unlike those other pillows, MyPillow comes with a 10-year warranty and 60-day guarantee. What do you got to lose other than a sore neck and a bad night's rest? One click away from a great night's sleep. Go to MyPillow.com and use the discount code DJV. Buy one MyPillow, get the second one free. It doesn't make any difference. Any MyPillow, get the second one free. That's right, two MyPillows for the price of one. Go to MyPillow.com, use the promo code DJV. That's the code DJV at MyPillow.com. Talk Radio Countdown Show. I'm Doug Steffen with an overview of the stories, first of all. The week is the second week, full week of October the 8th to the 12th. That's where we are focused. The number 10 item on the list, all the focus on what's going on in the NFL. Well, actually, more to the point, lack of important viewership, listenership, and attendance at both football and baseball games. Number 9, everybody's talking about Taylor Swift and her speech at the AMAs. Number 8, the Clintons going on the speaking tour circuit. Number 7, the China trade war. Still hasn't been settled or figured out yet. Kanye West going to the White House. Number 6, Nikki Haley stepping down at the UN number 5. The aftermath of the Kavanaugh hearings is 4. Stock market sell-off number 3. The climate change report number 2 from the UN. And Hurricane Michael number 1 this week on the Talk Radio Countdown Show. All right, let's get back to the count up, if you will, the stories that have made it big this week, according to Talkers Magazine. The stock sell-off, what a joke. What an this is such a ruse. These guys, remember, the people from the Fed all come from the big banking houses, all of them. They're all cut out of the same cloth. They come from Goldman Sachs or J.P. Morgan Chase and all of these other outfits whose business is to sell high and buy low. They create, they jack up the interest rates artificially. So now with that comes a sell-off, and they try to figure it so that they are the ones who are going to come out on top. And by the way, when they created, because they did create the depression of 2008, 2009, 2010, some people a little bit still suffering, but most people have come around and back out of it. But the essence of what was created was all by the banks, for the banks, and the banks are still doing it. They still are up to their old tricks, and whether Trump is able to slow it down or not, because he doesn't like to have the economy, especially as you go into an election cycle, you know, these people, they're so selfish and so self-motivated. They sell off the stocks, the big industrial, these big, huge houses that have millions and jillions of portfolios and all this stock. They sell it off, and then they buy it at a cheaper price. They buy it all back again. It's a joke. It's outrageous. And that's what's going on. Anyway, Hurricane Michael, this is something, this story continues. This is not going to go away. A lot of messes, though. Whew, look at that video.
Yeah,
it's
Mexico
terrible
Beach
to see that.
Just,
yeah.
It's just not there anymore.
Gonzo. Yeah.
I mean, it's a small town, right. But it's just gone.
Well, there are a lot of small towns on the panhandle, Richie, down there.
Yeah.
And Destin is one of them. That's a neat little town. Wipe them out. And then you go forward. You see all the rain that happened in the Carolinas in the last day or two. And as the weekend ensues, still some rain affecting the Northeast. Not a whole lot. It's pretty much blown out now. But hunga bunga. What a mess. All right. Good job, gang. Thank you, Victoria Keelan, Rich McFadden. I'm Doug Steffen on the Talk Radio Review.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Hi, this is Dr. Trudy Pratt. My chiropractic and nutrition practice in downtown Reading has been helping people feel better for over 20 years. We pride ourselves in really listening to our patients and then tailoring a program of nutrition, chiropractic care, massage and exercise that's just right for you. The results can be dramatic. Call 244-7873. That's 244-7873. Thank you.
A jewel of the North State, a place we love to go and love being members.
The view, the best in the North State, from the restaurants, meeting rooms, and of course on the award-winning 18-hole golf course, Riverview Golf and Country Club. It's the place to belong.
Go in and meet the friendly staff today or go to their website at riverviewgolf.net and find out about their introductory memberships.
Riverview Golf and Country Club, corporate, social, tennis, fitness, and golf. Get it all. Become a member.
It's affordable and fun. Riverview Golf and Country Club.
Joe's Web Geeks are the geeks your business has been looking for. Now businesses in Shasta County have a resource to make online advertising easy. With our Jumpstart service, you can get a website with pages built to be found in search, a Facebook page, listings in over 25 directories, and a lot more for $8.99. Let Joe's Web Geeks help you so that you can get back to doing what you do best. Visit joeswebgeeks.com or call 515-9851.
It is tough establishing a new business in California, and even tougher if you're trying to understand the multiple laws that seem to have no other reason but to make your life harder. How do you deal with those legal hurdles while trying to build this new business or expand an existing one? By having your own qualified expert assist you. Douglas Wright, attorney at law, specializes in business law and is well versed on the morass of legal questions facing a California business. Douglas Wright, a professional corporation, 530-243-6000 or douglaswrightlaw.com.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
The most popular technical stories of the week now in our focus. Here as Victoria Keelan runs through the top five, we'll work our way to number one. Starting at number five, the story about people taking selfies. Hello, morons of the world, listen up.
This was kind of a funny but also scary story that came out this week. A new study found that 259 people have died while attempting to take a selfie in the last 6 years. That is just... you really have to scratch your head on that one. So the study found that, and this is not surprising, more than 72% of the deaths were men. So this was a bunch of guys who think it'd be cool to take a selfie while doing something really dangerous. Now, drowning was the most common cause of death because of the selfies. And researchers actually are advising the creation of no-selfie zones at high-risk areas, including bodies of water, mountain peaks, which people have fallen off of mountains trying to also take selfies, and tall buildings. Now, I don't know if anyone has fallen off a tall building, but you can imagine that that's another area where dude bros would want to take some selfies and end up
dude
going right,
bros.
Off, right off the side of
what
a building.
What a great expression. Dude bros.
Well, those are the types of guys that would die trying to take a selfie. That's awesome, man. Yeah. So in 2015, a report from Mashable claimed that more people were dying by taking a selfie than from shark attacks. And that was in 2015. So now with this new study, it's way more people are dying by selfie than shark attacks.
Number four is a focus on, I like my alliteration, a focus on FAFSA.
Yes. Like well, if you don't know what FAFSA is, it's for college students to apply for federal financial aid. And now there's a new application that came out on mobile devices this week for the first time. It's called the My Student Aid mobile app. It's from the U.S. Department of Education. It launched earlier this week, the same day that FAFSA submissions opened for the 2019-2020 school year. And so officials say the app was developed to make it easier for millions of students who file a FAFSA every year, especially for those who are low income and might not actually have a computer or internet access at home. So if they have a prepaid cell phone, they can use the app to apply for financial aid. And they can submit their FAFSA until the end of June 2019.
All right, number three on our list of the top five stories. This is something new from T-Mobile, I guess is...
Yep, Metro PCS,
right?
Which is a prepaid cell phone plan company that is probably a pretty familiar name. There's lots of Metro PCS stores in urban areas. Now it's just called Metro. T-Mobile owns it, and they are committing to be the first prepaid mobile carrier to offer next-gen wireless 5G service coming in 2019. Now, the cool thing about this, it will save you a lot of money. You will have to buy a device, though, that can run on a 5G network, but they will be pretty inexpensive. Expensive, I think, if they're coming from Metro. And the cool thing is, if you're using Metro, you're on the same network that T-Mobile gives their regular paying customers on a monthly billed basis. So it's actually probably the best deal out there, and we'll see more coming from Metro by T-Mobile as 5G rolls out across the country.
All right, number two, here's something of a new app that I think a lot of people will be interested in, Victoria. Let's explain this, please.
This was probably your favorite tech story of the week, right?
Yes, I like it. Yes,
Do Not Pay is a website, donotpay.com, but it is now also an iOS app, meaning it is available for iPhones, and it will be rolling out into an Android app later on. It's a free legal chatbot. It offers artificially intelligence-powered legal counsel in all 50 states, and it essentially allows you to sue anyone by pressing a button. Its focus is on suing corporations and navigating a complex bureaucracy that stands between people and their everyday rights. That's the motto of the company. And the chatbot works by asking you a series of basic questions about your situation, who you'd like to sue, what your problem is. You can go after airlines if they have bumped you from a flight and didn't compensate you properly, data breaches if your information has been hacked, late package deliveries if you want to go after UPS or FedEx, and bank fees as well. They don't charge a fee, and whatever money you recover, you get to keep 100% of it right now. So that's it. While it's still free, if you've got anybody that you've been wanting to sue, I say get on it.
Go get them. right, top story of the week is a focus on Waze. I love this app, too.
Both
these two stories are great stories as far as I'm concerned.
Waze is probably the number one go-to app for getting around traffic these days. And so now they've launched Waze Carpool, which is a dedicated app that lets drivers and other riders get together on a similar route. Saves you a ton of money. They have 100 million active monthly users right now. So Waze Carpool is the new app.
There it is. The top five, the list of the top five items from technology this week. Thanks to Victoria Keelan. I'm Doug Steffen.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
The Talk Radio Countdown Show is a production of Steffen Multimedia, produced by Bob K. Sound and Recording.
You know, this time of year in Shasta County, the need to heat your home is probably the last thing on your mind, right? Well, my friend SSD Oil says this is the ideal time to trade in your old monitor heater on a spanking new Toyotomi and save yourself up to $250. Your qualifying model monitor heater earns you a huge allowance on a Toya stove that will keep you warm and cozy all winter long. This deal is as hot as a running sidewalk in summer. SSD Oil, 241-1167, 241-1167.
Hi, I'm Dr. Nancy Sutton Pierce, and in 2000 I opened the House of Conscious Living Yoga. We offer a variety of styles attending to the needs of all students. Our faculty consists of yoga therapists and health professionals. Conscious Living Yoga meets each student right where they are, and safety is always a priority. We offer weekly classes, class series, and workshops in addition to private sessions. Visit ConsciousLivingYoga.com for the online schedule, costs, and other interesting information.
You're listening to KCNR 1460, community talk radio for the North State. This is KCNR, Shasta, Redding.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstra. The search continues through the ruins of a small Florida panhandle community destroyed by Hurricane Michael, which has left hundreds of thousands without power across the South. During an appearance on NBC's Meet the Press Sunday, Florida Senator Marco Rubio says the federal government doing all it can to help.
So far, I have not heard of anything the state government has asked for that the federal government has not stepped forward to provide. Whether there needs to be more, that's something that we'll see in the days to come. But I know the federal government, including the Department of Defense, is standing ready to offer even more if the state says it needs it.
The death toll currently stands at 17. Saudi Arabia says they'll retaliate for any sanctions imposed against it after President Trump said it deserves severe punishment if it's responsible for the disappearance and suspected murder of Washington Post contributor Jamal Khashoggi. British Foreign Secretary Jeremy Hunt says there's huge international concern.
I don't want to get drawn into hypotheticals because we don't know the facts yet. But we have been very, very clear that if these stories are true, that would be totally appalling. And we would have to think about the appropriate way to react in that situation.
Hunt speaking for a number of European communities who feel the same way.
What they need to do is to cooperate fully with the investigation that the Turks are asking us to do and to get to the bottom of this. And if, as they say, this terrible murder didn't happen, then where is Jamal Khashoggi? And that's what the world wants to know.
FBI State Department investigating the September 22nd death of American diplomat Kevin Webb in Madagascar as a homicide. Authorities arrested a suspect who confessed to fighting Webb in his apartment before the diplomat collapsed. FBI has seized several items from the apartment but declined to comment on Webb's cause of death. News and analysis at townhall.com.
This is Michael Medved. I'm here with Mike Stahl from Health Markets, helping folks find the right Medicare coverage. The news reports say that the rates might be going down.
The cost of many Medicare plans are decreasing this year. So you have to ask yourself, are you getting the best rate? Health Markets offers a free service with access to thousands of Medicare plans. Plans that can eliminate your out-of-pocket costs. Plans with $0 premiums. And even plans that pay you back.
What is it people need to keep in mind?
With so many new options, it can be confusing. You can get objective help to find a plan that may cost less and cover more. With lower copays, more choices like dental, vision, and prescription drug coverage, and the freedom to see the doctors you choose. Don't miss out on savings you deserve. Our Health Markets Medicare assistance is free.
Thanks, Mike. This is Michael Medved for Health Markets.
Find out if you can get a Medicare plan that pays you back. Call 800-735-8803. That's 800-735-8803. 800-735-8803.
The U.S. is taking a hard line towards Saudi Arabia on a missing reporter.
President Donald Trump vowed to inflict severe punishment on Saudi Arabia if the kingdom is found responsible for killing journalist and critic Jamal Khashoggi, who disappeared after entering the Saudi consulate in Istanbul. While the American leader has expressed an unwillingness to suspend more than $100 billion in weapon sales to Riyadh, members of Congress are currently discussing the possibility of sanctioning the conservative Muslim nation. A preliminary Turkish investigation concluded that Khashoggi was deliberately killed by a 15-man hit squad, with Ankara apparently having relayed to Washington proof in the form of audio and video recordings. Turkey is now accusing Saudi Arabia of holding up the ongoing probe by preventing authorities from gaining access to the Istanbul mission. I'm Charles Biblezer, Town Hall News, Jerusalem.
News and analysis at themedialine.org and townhall.com. Sears is closing more stores.
Sears Holding Company plans to close about 150 of its remaining 700 department stores. It will try to keep 300 others open as it restructures its debt. The once dominant Sears outlets fell victim to consumer trends toward online shopping.
That's Keith Peters reporting. Overseas, Prince Harry and wife Meghan Markle arrived in Sydney a day before they officially start a 16-day tour of Australia and the South Pacific. They have 76 engagements across the area of Australia, Fiji, Tonga, New Zealand, all in 16 days. The tour coincides with the Invictus Games in Sydney, which start on Saturday. The sporting event, founded by Harry in 2014, gives sick and injured military personnel and veterans the opportunity to compete in sports. More of these stories at townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstra.
Medal of Honor recipient Staff Sergeant Ryan Pitts of the 173rd Airborne Brigade speaks about the moment when the medevac landed to take him and other casualties to safety.
This Chamber of Commerce Minute is brought to you by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning.
Becoming a member of the Greater Reading Chamber of Commerce is probably the smartest investment a local business can make. It would be impossible for a company on its own to duplicate the benefits of a chamber membership in the areas of legislative advocacy, workforce development, and economic development, not to mention all of the networking opportunities and business seminars offered. Join a committee, become an ambassador, attend a networking event, then watch your investment in business take off. Join today by calling 225-4433 and get connected.
This moment's been brought to you by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, professional cleaning services, 221-5868. Why not get the best?
I'm Greg Bellamy. Open this time at Duffy's Tavern, and then later a woman runs for president. Her name, Gracie Allen, and she has a creative approach to campaign fundraising. Well, Ed Gardner not only created Duffy's Tavern, he also played the lead character. Not Duffy, as the owner of the bar was always absent and never heard, but rather Gardner played Archie the manager. Now, he took that role after failing to find anyone who could embrace the New Yorkese accent, which he naturally possessed. In this example, I believe Hazel Sherman is Miss Duffy, and Sid Raymond, not Charlie Cantor, is Finnegan. Also listed for Mad Russian actor Burt Gordon playing the new waiter. It's from January 12, 1951.
It's Duffy's Tavern, the Friday night transcribed feature on NBC's All-Star Festival of Comedy, Music, Mystery, and Drama. And now, here we go, friends, to Duffy's Tavern, starring Archie himself, Ed Gardner.
Hello, Duffy's Tavern, where the elite meet to eat. Archie the man, you're speaking. Duffy ain't here. Oh, hello, Duffy. I'm just going over the mail here. We got a registered letter from the Department of Sanitation. Yeah, it's about our garbage. They claim it's giving their pigs ulcers. Yeah, what a nerve they got implying that their pigs is better than our customers. Well, I know they are, but I don't like to hear it from strangers. Also, we're in touch with the health inspector. Well, yesterday he put a rat trap in the kitchen, and when he comes back today, the rat has eaten the trap. And it's sitting there with a hungry look in his eye waiting for the inspector. Well, it hasn't all been good news today, though, Duffy. The sad news is that Peaches Latour to striptease gave me back my engagement ring. Well, it'll save a lot of embarrassment, of course. Now she won't have the finance company hollering, "Take it off." Yes, sir, and this has learned me a lesson, Duffy. From now on, I ain't taking the slightest interest in no more dames. No, sir, I'm through with women forever. You heard me, forever. Miss Duffy.
Yeah, Archie.
Hand me that copy of Esquire.
Esquire. Some way to forget women.
Miss Duffy, for your information, Esquire has articles, too.
Then how come you're reading it with a pair of scissors?
Happens to be my way of trying to forget.
Tell me, what happened between you and Peaches?
Ah, the same old story. She's just like the rest of them. All she thinks about is a family and a home and kids. Nothing but a gold digger.
Well, if you ask me, you're just as well off.
What do you mean?
Marrying a woman who struts around the stage wearing nothing but an off-the-shoulder fan.
Duffy, it happens that I admire Miss Latour for her artistry. But I admire a fine musician.
Never seen you looking that way at Toscanini.
Well, that's all in a past. From now on, I'm through with the female species of the sex forever. As far as dames is concerned, I'm the world's biggest hermit.
Hey, Archie, look at that pretty girl just coming in the door.
Mother, buy me that.
I thought you said you were the world's biggest hermit.
I'm also the world's biggest liar. Well, what can I do for you,
It's Miss.
I'm in. What can I do for you, honey?
Please, I don't allow strangers to call me honey.
Then let me introduce myself. The name is Archie.
My name is Marianne.
Hiya, honey. Well, what you doing here?
I'm looking for a man named Paul Papapopoulos.
What was his name?
Paul Papapopoulos.
Come again.
Don't you hear well?
Certainly, but I like to watch you pucker while you're saying it. Tell me, what does this Papapopoulos look like?
Well, he's very handsome. Tall, nice wavy hair, broad shoulders, and lovely brown eyes.
Honey, change that to blue eyes and I'm your Papapopoulos.
Please, we're wasting time.
We're wasting time? Okay, in that case, leave us get married. Well, what do you say?
My answer is definitely in the negative.
Darling.
Oh, I give up.
Oh, Archie, huh? Running on the telephone.
Okay, excuse me, Marianne. I'll be back in a nonce.
Oh, waiter. Waiter. Don't they have a waiter around here?
How do you do? Hey, what can I do for you, honey?
I'm hungry. What's fresh in the kitchen?
What's fresh in the kitchen? The cook, she just pinched me.
I think I'm wasting time here. I'd better get back to work.
Pray tell me, where are you working?
The draft board.
The draft board?
Yes. By the way, what's your name?
My name? Yashir Panyaslavnik, age 103.
Sorry to have kept you waiting, Marianne.
Say, boss, what was that telephone call?
Oh, that was the community chest. They wanted to know how much we needed this year. Well, now, leave us get back to romance, honey.
Romance? But the difference in our ages.
How old are you?
20. How old are you?
I'm a little older than that. I'm going on 24.
24?
Yes, I'm prematurely young. Yep, honey, I'm single, 24, happy.
But not for long. Say, boss.
Huh?
I have news for you.
What?
This girl is working at
So the... what? Suppose she does work. I ain't too proud to marry a working girl.
But what I'm trying to tell you is...
Yes, you get back in the kitchen, will you? When I want any information, I'll get in touch with you.
Just send me a card from Camp Dix.
Well, this guy talking about?
So you're 24?
Yes, yeah.
Do you mind if I jot your name down my notebook?
Only 20, and a kid keeps a notebook. And look at all the guys' names in that book. Marianne, it's lucky I ain't the jealous type. Of course, I got to admit, I got a little book, too, but it's different from yours.
You're telling her.
In my notebook, I only got two columns.
Yes, column left, column right.
Quiet, Yasha. Yeah, Marianne, see, in one column I write down the dames I go out with that like to neck, you know.
And the other column?
That one is blank. You get it?
Yes, I get it. And with jokes like that, it's hard to believe you're only 24.
But I am.
Besides, you look so much older. Those wrinkles.
Oh, them. Well, you see, I was born on a farm, and I got squeezed when I was an infant. I had to share my incubator with two fat hens. Besides, youth is only skin deep, you know.
You mean beauty.
Honey, you flatter me.
Well, Archie, I have to be getting back to the office.
Well, okay, if you have to go, but I hope I'll be hearing from you very soon.
On that, you can count.
Yes, you stop butting in, will you? Now, get back to the kitchen. Well, Marianne, as me frat brothers would say, it's been ginger peachy meeting you. Well, goodbye now.
Goodbye. 23 skidoo.
Don't be smart, Miss Duffy.
You, 24.
What's so funny? It's been your favorite age for years.
Well, how come you picked 24?
Well, I don't know. 20 seemed a little too young, and 40 seemed a little too old, so I split the difference.
Well, that would make 30.
Miss Duffy, when a guy's in love, do you think he's got time for Albridge's? Thank you to stop throwing clinkers into the furnace of me passion. You just don't know what it is when little Dan Cupid sneaks up on you with his bow and arrow and he softly whispers,
Hello, Arch.
Tell me, old friend Dan Stupid, Cupid. Oh, Finnegan, you should have seen what was just making love to me. The prettiest little... Hey, what's that dirt doing all over your face?
I've been watching some guy dig a grave.
Oh, well, this classy little 20-year-old struts in here. Wait a minute. If they were digging a grave, how come there's dirt on your face?
I just got out in time.
Well, anyway, her name turns out to be Marianne, and before you know it, a grave. Who was they burying?
Me Uncle Louie.
Your Uncle Louie? I didn't even know he was dead.
He ain't.
Well, then what did they bury him for?
A skunk got him.
In the case of a skunk, you don't bury the guy, you bury the clothes.
Arch, you forget. Uncle Louie's a nudist.
Tell me, ain't there nobody in your family that's normal?
Well, you've met me father.
Yeah?
I think that answers the question.
It certainly does. How is the old gent these days?
Well, I'm a little worried about the governor, Arch. All day long, he sits around the house and broods.
Yeah, sits around the house. What happened to his job at the airplane factory?
Oh, it's still there. It's just that Dad hasn't got it anymore.
Oh, he was fired, huh?
No. It seems that Dad and the foreman at the airplane factory couldn't see eye to eye on a production problem.
So what happened?
Oh, Dad quit. And they're still putting wings on B-29.
The story of Billy Mitchell all over again. Now, leave me be, Finnegan. I want to be alone with me thoughts of Marianne.
Oh, for goodness sakes, Archie, act your age.
Okay, so I ain't 24, but by the same token, I ain't pushing 40, neither.
Maybe not, but you're sure leaning on it.
Well, I can see certain people just don't understand young love. Now, turn on that jukebox, and if anybody wants me, I'll be in the back room.
Doing what?
Practicing the Charleston.
We'll be right back to set up another round here at Duffy's Tavern. Stay tuned.
Hi, this is Judy Maxwell with Maxwell Insurance and Financial. As a community, we are all recovering from the car fire. We understand the seriousness of this disaster and the frustration of dealing with the insurance companies. Insurance policies can be very difficult to understand. If you have questions about your insurance policy and need help in any way, please feel free to give us a call at 221-0441. This is Judy Maxwell with Maxwell Insurance and Financial.
Securities offered through Mutual of Omaha Investor Services Incorporated, a registered broker-dealer member FINRA and SIPC. Advisory services offered through Mutual of Omaha Investor Services Incorporated, a SEC-registered investment advisory firm. Judy Maxwell, representative. Maxwell Insurance and Financial and Mutual of Omaha Investor Services Incorporated are not affiliated. The information presented is intended for educational purposes only. It is not intended to replace the advice of an attorney or a qualified tax professional. This is not an offer or solicitation in any jurisdiction where they are not authorized to do business. Registered branch address, 1378 Hilltop Drive, Redding, California, 96003.
Hi, I'm Sharon Clark of Home Helpers. It's amazing to look back at all the families we've touched since 2004, but our clients say it best.
I want to express my deep appreciation for the love and support you and your...
So fortunate to have an organization like Home Helpers.
You'll never know how much your contribution meant or how greatly you touched our lives.
Thank you so much for helping me care for my husband.
After hearing what it's meant to them, I truly can't imagine doing anything else. When you need help for your loved one, choose Home Helpers. There is no place like home.
ACNR 1460, your town hall of the Shasta County Airwaves with news and talk that matters to our community. Weekdays 9 to noon, The Laura Ingram Show, your healthy radio addiction. Dave Ramsey from noon to 3, celebrating 25 years of answering life's tough money questions. And 3 to 6, Drive Home with Mark Levin, one of America's most popular conservative commentators and constitutional expert. KCNR 1460 with you throughout the day on your radio or streaming live. Miss a day, miss a lot.
What does it take to be called the best of the North State? More importantly, what does it take to be called the best in the North State 12 years in a row? It takes a business ownership, management, and staff that work together to let their customers know that they're not just customers, they're family. Since 1982, Orchard Nutrition Center has held to that commitment. Their commitment to bring to you the best possible products at the lowest possible prices. To never buy closeouts, overstocks, outdated, improperly formulated, or otherwise stressed merchandise. To provide you with a trained professional staff to help you make the right product decisions for the health of you and your family. To listen, to respond, and to always say thank you. Because we realize that we're all in this together. What does it take to be called the best in the North State 12 years in a row? It takes you. Thank you from everyone at Orchard Nutrition Center, Cypress Square Shopping Center, Reading.
Now, let's get back to Ed Gardner, starring in Duffy's Tavern, on When Radio Was.
Waiter!
Oh, sorry, Miss Marianne. I am very busy. I am having a little trouble with the free lunch.
What's the trouble with the free lunch?
It is attacking the customers.
Oh, and where is Archie?
Archie? You mean Junior? He's in the back room trying on his Hopalong Cassidy suit.
You know, I'm a little concerned about Archie.
Yes?
I've just been back to the draft board, and I couldn't find his name on our list of 24-year-olds.
Not at the draft board, eh?
No.
Try checking Social Security.
Well, Marianne. Yes, I told you she'd come back. The dame really goes for me.
Yes, and if you don't watch your P's and Q's, she is going to get you.
Archie, I'd like to ask you a few questions.
Okay, Marianne, I got nothing to hide.
Now, you say you're 24 years old.
Yep.
I see. And where were you born?
Right here in the good old USA.
Which at that time was known as the 13 colonies.
Yes,
Age, birthplace. Tell me, are you married?
Are you kidding? Free as a breeze and do as I please. Asha, will you stop butting in here?
Let's test this. 24, U.S. citizen, unmarried. Archie, I think you're just the man I'm looking for.
Yes, I'm in.
You are not kidding.
Good, Marianne. Ask me some more questions. I don't blame you for trying to find out if we're mutually compatible.
Well, how's your health?
Sound as a nut.
And how does it feel about hiking?
Hiking? Oh, I love it. Nothing I'd rather do than get up at the crack of dawn and go out for one of them real long walks, you know? I got terrific lung power.
Oh, yes. Very long-winded.
Thank you, Yasha.
Well, you do look fit. Now, what are your shoulder measurements? 27?
Make it 52.
And what about vision? 20-20?
40-40. Yep, Marianne, I'm a perfect specimen of youthhood. And someday in the future, when the two of us is all alone...
Alone? Archie, remember, there'll be others.
Oh, ain't that sweet? Already she's talking about the little ones. Honey, about these others, how many was you figuring on?
Oh, about 1,000 a month.
Look, Marianne, don't take them shoulder measurements of mine too serious. Got any more questions?
No. I have all the information I need. Goodbye, Archie.
Wait a minute. Can I expect to hear from you real soon?
Oh, yes. Real soon.
Say, Archie, this letter just came for you.
Yeah, let's see it. It says greetings. What a funny way to start a letter.
It'll get funnier as you go along.
Let's see here. You have been selected by a committee of your neighbors. Holy cat, a draft notice. The stuff in the army must have got the wrong man.
If they got you, they have.
But where did they get me named?
How about Mary Ann?
What? My little dove, a stool pigeon? That innocent little cherub with them long curls and cute little dimples?
Yes, but take away those curls and dimples, and what have you got left?
What?
General Hershey himself. Archie, I have been trying to tell you Mary Ann works at the draft board.
The draft board? That traitress in civilian clothing. That Matzah Harry. And if... And after such a beautiful courtship.
That was no courtship. That was your pre-induction examination.
They can't do this to me. What does the Army want with an old duffer like me?
But you just said you were 24.
I know, but a letter like this ages a guy. I ain't going to take this laying down. I'm going to get a character witness to swear that I'm a liar. Wait a minute. I think I'll call me old family baby doctor. Yeah, he's probably got me birth record in his files. Hello? Is this Dr. Watson? The obstetrician? Yeah, huh? Well, this is Archie, former baby. Huh? Well, you remember me, doctor? No hair, one tooth, and a blue ribbon? You don't, huh? Well, it was quite a while ago, huh? Don't you remember holding up a tiny infant and slapping life into it? Huh? One face is the same as another. Okay, forget about it.
Say, Arch, I was just thinking about you being born.
What about it?
Maybe you wasn't.
What do you mean, maybe I was never born?
Maybe you was adopted.
Then again, even if I was adopted, I'd still have to have a father and mother to be born.
Well, you're more familiar with the technicalities than I am.
Then again, this is no time for idiotities.
Oh, stop worrying. Maybe somebody's just playing a joke on you. Right, Yasha?
Could be. But this is the first time I ever heard of the Army having a joke file.
Well, they got me with me pins down, so there's only one honorable thing to do.
What's that?
Tear up the draft notice.
That's showing them, Art. Let's see the army get around that one.
Yes, Miss Duffy?
Another draft notice came for you.
Tear it up.
Archie, another draft notice.
Burn it.
Archie, here's another draft notice.
Throw it out the window.
I can't.
Why?
There's a recruiting sergeant on the other end.
That's right. I'm from the draft board. I'm looking for a man named Archie.
He's over there.
Where?
Under that table.
Oh, hey, you. Why didn't you report to the draft board?
What's that, son? I have to speak up a little. I'm old and deep in the ears.
Didn't you get a notice to join the army?
What? Join up again? Son, I served my country back in 62.
The Civil War?
Yes, sirree, by cracky. Seems like only yesterday I was in there fighting for the blue and the gray.
The blue and the gray, they were fighting each other.
No wonder I was getting shot at from both sides.
So you served in the Civil War, huh?
Yes, dear. Ever hear of Hippopotamax? I was there with General Sherman. Never forget the day Sherman said them immortal words. War is...
Yeah, war is...
Just then some darn fool shot off a cannon. Never did hear that last word. Yes, sir, son. Done a heap of fighting today. Never forget that famous ride. Me and Paul Revere. Galloping from door to door, hollering, Toms, Toms, the red caps is a-coming.
You rode with Paul Revere?
Care to see me saddle burn, sir? Well, you can't draft me. You're four wars too late. Besides, I ain't even single.
You married?
Yep, Dad, bless the luck, I am. I tell you, son, before you be going, I'd like you to meet the kinfolk. Oh, more.
What is it, Pa?
Oh, we got company. Soldier boy, this is more.
Likewise, I'm sure.
This is your wife?
Yep, never was much of a picker.
How do you do, ma'am?
Say, soldier boy.
Yes?
You know, you're cute enough to be in the Navy.
Oh, remember your age. Say, Arch. Well, 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 if it ain't me little son, Finnegan. Who? I get it. Hello, Pop. Howdy, son. Well? Well, what? Ain't you gonna kiss me? Rather go in the army.
And this is your son?
Yes, as you see, soldier boy, ours was a childless marriage.
Say, son, how old is your father?
75.
And how about you? You look like you might be at draft age. How old are you?
Going on 86.
Your father's 75 and you're 86. How is this possible?
Well, who are we to question Mother Nature? See, Sergeant, I'm too old a fuddy-duddy to go in the army.
Well, Sergeant, I see you found him.
Marianne, what is this?
Archie, I knew you were lying about your age, and I wanted to teach you a lesson.
Oh. Well, a blimey lesson. Now, leave me learn you one, honey. How about a date tonight?
Sorry, Archie. I'm going out with the sergeant here.
Well, how about tomorrow night?
I'm going out with a corporal.
How about the next night?
A private.
Honey, where's your patriotism?
Patriotism?
Ain't you got no time at all for a Civil War veteran?
From January 12, 1951. The role of Yasha the Waiter was portrayed by comedian Burt Gordon, using pretty much the same accent he used as his Mad Russian character. And you also heard Sid Raymond as Finnegan, a role initially handled by Charlie Cantor. I'm Greg Bell, and up next on When Radio Was, we travel back to election year 1940 as a talented and very funny lady throws her hat into the ring. Gracie Allen for president, right after this break.
My boss is the smartest and the stubbornest, the fattest and the laziest, the cleverest and the craziest, the most extravagant detective in the world, Nero Wolfe.
Join Rex Stout's reclusive, overweight, orchid-loving super sleuth Nero Wolfe, as masterfully portrayed by Sidney Greenstreet, in Radio Spirit's exciting 9-CD set, Parties for Death.
Mr. Bowden, it is very easy to murder someone. Avoiding the consequences of such an action is something else again.
His services are much sought after by an array of desperate and distinctive individuals.
How do you do, sir?
I have no time for the social graces, Mr. Wolfe. I'm about to be murdered.
Hardly in my house. I have objections.
Archie Goodwin does the legwork for this armchair detective extraordinaire, setting up his brilliant boss to solve the case.
Money, work, bah.
Greatest detective in the world. Only trouble is, he is.
Nero Wolfe, Parties for Death is regularly $35.95. But for a limited time, When Radio Was listeners can get it for only $17.95. That's half off. Plus, get free shipping. Just go to radiospirits.com or call 800-833-4248 and use offer code NERO77.
That's all you're going to give us?
At the moment. However, Inspector, in a very little while, I shall give you the murderer.
Now, how can you beat that? 18 exciting episodes of Danger and Detection for only $17.95. Order Nero Wolfe, Parties for Death, today at radiospirits.com or call 800-833-4248. Use offer code NERO77 to get 50% off and free shipping. Sound good?
Good.
This offer is available for a limited time to U.S. residents only and cannot be combined with any other offer.
You can't print invoices without ink. You can't print status reports, spreadsheets, or that report due in 12 minutes without ink. No, you can't print anything without ink. Luckily, Staples has a huge selection of ink and toner in stock and at great prices every day. And during Staples Printing Event, buy one HP ink cartridge and get a second 30% off. So stock up now, because you can't afford to run out of ink.
Ends 10/13/18. Restrictions may apply. See store associate or staples.com/ink savings for details.
And now, a thought from Geico Motorcycle.
It took 15 minutes to purchase the gas station egg salad. Eat the gas station egg salad. And regret the gas station egg salad as you presented numbers to the board. To add insult to injury, you could have used those 15 egg salad minutes to switch your motorcycle insurance to Geico.
Uh-oh. Geico. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on motorcycle insurance.
Welcome back to When Radio Was. During the 1940 election year, incumbent President Franklin Delano Roosevelt and his primary opponent, Republican Governor Wendell Willkie, had an unlikely challenger. Sure, it was all in fun, but I'm also sure they were a little worried. This is from April 3rd, 1940.
Hello, Shin, my friends. The Heinz Honey and Almond Cream Program.
Vote for Gracie! Vote for Gracie! Vote for Gracie!
Starring George Burns and Heinz Honey, Gracie Allen with Frank Parker, Ray Noble and his orchestra, and Truman Bradley speaking.
100 million strong, that's right, you can't go wrong.
Vote for Gracie, he's voting all day long.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
Hello.
How's your campaign coming along?
Oh, fine. Only I've been getting a little impatient with Congress.
Impatient with Congress?
Yeah, where did they come off passing a law that you can only spend $3 million for your campaign fund?
Oh, yes. I saw that on the front page this morning.
Did you see the second page?
Uh-huh.
How did Dick Tracy make out?
He escaped again.
Oh, good. $3 million for a campaign fund. Well, where can you go on that? Why, they spend more than that to run the government.
Gracie, stop worrying. The Republicans and the Democrats are limited to $3 million, too.
Yeah, but does Jim Farley have to spend $17 for a permanent?
Well, I wouldn't know.
And does Mr. Garner have to pay $10 for a snood?
Well, you've got me. You've got me.
And does John L. Lewis have to spend $3 to have his eyebrows plucked?
Well, you've got me. I really wouldn't.
Do you know what's wrong with this program?
You've got me.
You guessed it.
You were tricked in. I was tricked into that.
$3 million, Gracie, is enough to run any campaign.
Oh, yeah? Why, the last convention I went to, I wasn't even running, and it cost me $10,000 for tips.
$10,000 for tips?
Well, it was a Shriners convention, and I thought they were red caps.
Well, I'll bet was the... were their fezzes red.
I'll bet.
And a bad joke, too.
Say, Gracie, exactly how much money have you got in this campaign fund of yours?
Oh, I've been getting checks from all over the country.
Really? How much have you got?
Oh, let me see now. 8 from Boston, 15 from Chicago.
Well, how much have you got altogether?
And 10 from Omaha, 18 from Philadelphia, 1 from East Philadelphia.
How much have you got, Gracie?
30 from New York, none from Brooklyn, and 3 from Akron.
How much have you got?
Well, altogether, I've got about 190 checks.
Well, that's a lot of money.
Oh, well, it would even be more if they were signed.
What good are unsigned checks?
Oh, they'll be signed.
They will, huh?
Well, my brother's home working on them right now.
You haven't got a dime and you're upset about millions.
Oh, well, sure I'm upset. The government says that they'll allow you $3 million for a campaign fund, and so far they haven't sent me a nickel.
Gracie, I'll explain it.
So you'll understand it.
Yes. When they say that they allow you $3 million, they don't mean that they allow you $3 million. They mean you're allowed to have it if you have $3 million.
You feel all right, Daddy?
Quiet, Parker.
Hello, Pinky.
Hello. Say, Press, I saw you at the Hollywood ballpark the other day, throwing out the first ball.
Oh, did you?
Yes, Gracie. Yeah. I heard you opened the Pacific Coast season.
Oh, yeah, and was I excited.
Really?
There I was with a hamburger in one hand and a baseball in the other, and I didn't know which one to throw.
Well, what'd you do?
Oh, what did I do? What could I do? After I'd eaten the baseball, I had to throw out the hamburger.
Tell me, was the catcher mad?
Oh, was he? He held the game up for 20 minutes.
20 minutes?
Well, yes, it's hard to eat a hamburger through a mat.
Oh, yes. Those things get in your eyes.
Yes. Did you enjoy the game, Frank?
Oh, yes, I had a swell seat. Johnny Weissmuller couldn't go, so he gave me his seat.
Oh, where was it?
Up in a tree.
Must have been very uncomfortable.
No, I was sitting on a bird's nest.
Sitting on a bird's nest?
Yeah, one of them bit me in the second inning.
Oh, George.
Ago, the bird died.
George, there certainly were a lot of celebrities at the ball game. Robert Taylor was in a box, and George Vassar was in another box, and I had the box of honor.
Box of honor?
Yeah, it was full of Cracker Jack.
Full of Cracker Jack? The kind that have those little prizes in them.
Yes, one had a little tin whistle, and oh, it was delicious.
Delicious?
You said it.
Oh. You can also whistle for your campaign fund, too.
Oh, don't worry about me. I'll get the $3 million, even if I have to accept it from strangers.
Strangers, huh?
Gracie, it's very simple. Just go to one of those loan companies that advertise on the radio. They'll loan you $3 million, and no questions asked.
Oh, well, that's wonderful. I wonder how much interest they'll pay me.
For my trumpet player, I was thinking of going down there to get some money.
Well, maybe he's got collateral.
No, he's got asthma, but you can't hear it when he's playing trumpet.
Well, on him, it looks good.
Maybe I can get my campaign money from your fans, George.
$3 million from my fans?
Well, that's not very much. It's only $1 million apiece.
And I thought I had four fans.
You lost one. Singing ain't misbehaving,
yeah,
remember?
Yeah, sing it again.
Say, Gracie, I'll tell you how to raise the money for your campaign fund. You know, when you use the dollar bottle of Heinz Honey and Almond Cream, you save a lot of money.
Uh-huh.
So you get 10 million people in your party using it, and at the end of the week, you know what you've got?
What?
Hands, I thought so, yeah. I don't know about your party, but it'll certainly keep your hands out of the red.
Thank you.
George. George, did you know that Sally Rand is campaigning for me?
Sally Rand?
Well, you should have heard her the other night making a speech. She got up and she said, "My fans," and you are my fans.
Oh, your fans, yes.
Yes.
Well, that covers everything.
I said, well, doesn't it?
I say, Grace, if you went around barefooted, you wouldn't have all these financial troubles.
Barefooted?
Oh, rather. I read where John D. Rockefeller started out as a barefoot boy, and he wound up with hundreds of millions.
Yes. But he had a few oil projects on the side.
Well, with all that money, he could have gone to a doctor and had them removed.
Probably wouldn't hurt a bit.
Well, anyway, I'm not going to worry about it. If I can't get $3 million for my campaign fund, I'll just have to get along on $2.5
million. Yeah, just rough it a little bit.
Yes.
Yes.
Say, Gracie, when you get to the White House, what are you going to do with your family?
Well, my little nephew can stay in the Library of Congress.
Uh-huh.
And my uncle will live at the Smithsonian Institute.
Nice place.
And, oh, I know my brother will just love the Mint.
Mm.
And my sister...
Your uncle in the Smithsonian Institute?
Yes. And my sister...
That's a museum.
Well, that'll be a nice change for my uncle. You see, for the past 7 years, he's been living in a broom closet.
In a broom closet?
Yeah, but 3 years ago, he came out to make a personal appearance on We the People.
I see. And went right back into
the
broom closet.
Yes,
yes.
You know, a very funny thing happened to me in Washington. I went to a very swanky affair, and I had one of those red, green, and yellow diplomatic sashes across my chest, and they kept calling on me to make a speech.
Well, why didn't you make a speech?
Because I'm not a diplomat.
Well, then why didn't you take off the sash?
I couldn't. It was holding up my pants.
Yes, and it wouldn't look very nice for a diplomat to be without his portfolio.
Oh, my uncle it would.
Oh, yes, the one that lived in the broom closet.
Yeah,
yes.
With the vacuum cleaner.
With a vacuum cleaner?
Yeah, he's a Hoover man.
Oh, he is.
Now, Frank Parker.
Thanks, Drew. Tonight I'm going to sing a song that's an oldie, but a goodie. Back in 1931, Gus Arnheim wrote a beautiful song entitled Sweet and Lovely. Remember it?
There's sweetness in the call of the woodland dove as his love song echoes through the trees. There's sweetness in the rose with its symbol of love floating on a summer breeze. But nothing can compare to the sweetness of the one and only one I know. In my arms so tenderly, there's a thrill that words cannot express. In my heart a song of love is haunting me, melody haunting me.
Allen. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Hi, Lance Beck here, President of North State Security. Celebrating our 50th year of operations in Northern California, I wish to thank the Shasta County community for such great support over the last 5 decades. In appreciation, North State Security is having a contest. We are giving away $1,000 in gift certificates, $500 from R&R Meats, and $500 from Costco to the individual who come closest to guessing the total number of accrued man hours of North State Security officers have worked throughout the past 50 years. North State Security allows but one entry per family. family. Provide your guests for total hours of work in the 50-year period. Full name, home address, and phone number, then submit either in person or by mail to our headquarters. That is North State Security at 1970 Hartnell Avenue, zip code 96002. The winner will be announced Friday, November 30th. Submit your pick on total number of hours security officers have worked in the past 50 years for a chance at $1,000 in gift certificates. Submit on a full sheet of paper in person or mail to North State Security at 1970 Hartnell Avenue. Best of luck and stay safe. I'm more
than a bird. The Cascade Theater presents an intimate performance with Five for Fighting at the historic Cascade Theater in Reading, October 23rd. John Ondrasik's one-man band burst onto the scene with his Grammy-nominated hit Superman and melted hearts with ballads like 100 Years. Five for Fighting makes a special appearance at the Cascade Theater October 23rd with a string quartet. Five for Fighting. Tickets at 243-8877 or cascadetheater.org.
The average adult is issued 32 troopers that, with proper care and just a little discipline, should serve you well during your entire tour of duty on this planet. They're called your teeth. But when your platoon gets out of line, holes in the formation, or other problems, you need to call in an expert, like Dr. William Farrell, with decades of experience keeping those troops in line and executing their assigned duties properly and dependably. If you'd rather not be there while he reestablishes order amongst the troops, Dr. Farrell offers sedation dentistry. He and his highly trained staff will whip your troops into shape without any discomfort. And having served himself in both the Navy and the Marine Corps, Dr. Farrell offers special consideration to veterans. Let him take the best care of your platoon of teeth, and they will serve you always. Call 547-5757 or visit palosidrodentistry.com. At ease.
And for a limited time, Dr. Farrell is offering x-ray, exam, and cleaning for just $175. Call 547-5757 to schedule your visit.
A jewel of the North State, a place we love to go and love being members.
The view, the best in the North State, from the restaurants, meeting rooms, and of course on the award-winning 18-hole golf course, Riverview Golf and Country Club. It's the place to belong.
Go in and meet the friendly staff today or go to their website at riverviewgolf.net and find out about their introductory memberships.
Riverview Golf and Country Club, corporate, social, tennis, fitness, and golf. Get it all. Become a member.
It's affordable and fun. Riverview Golf and Country Club.
And now back to George and Gracie on When Radio Was.
You too can have a new spring outfit like Smiling Frankie Parker is wearing. Complete with hat, suit, overcoat, shoes, three pairs of socks, double-breasted undershirt and watch, all for $3.85. Yes,
sir. George.
Hey, yeah?
George, who's the man Gracie's talking to over there?
I don't know. She's probably trying to get $3 million for a campaign fund.
Hey, it sounds like that, doesn't it?
Well, Miss Allen, I don't think I'll have any trouble raising it. I've raised it before, and I don't see why I can't do it again.
Well, how long do you think it'll take?
Well, it all depends on a lot of things. I'll go out and start working on it right now.
Oh, good. The sooner you start, the sooner you'll raise it.
That's right. Gracie, who's that?
The elevator boy. His elevator is stuck in the basement.
So was your campaign.
Say, Gracie, I typed that speech for you.
Thanks, Bubbles.
But you know, I had a little trouble with the typewriter. Some of the O's are upside down.
What speech?
And you'll notice, Gracie, I've got farmers in caps.
Farmers in caps? Well, I always thought they wore straw hats.
Look, don't tell me that you're going to make a speech.
Just to the farmers.
Mm. Dewey and Garner made a speech to the farmers last week.
Oh, copycat.
Yeah, they stole the stuff
they
haven't done yet.
Now for my speech. Farmers, farmers' wives, and Sammy Cohn.
Sammy Cohn?
Yeah. Oh, pardon me, a semicolon.
A semicolon. That little dark fella.
Yeah, well, I'll start again. Mm. Farmers, farmers' wives, farmers' sons, farmers' daughters. Hired hands and tractor salesmen.
What about the boys in the back room?
See what they'll have.
Truman, see what they'll have.
My subject tonight is the care and feeding of farmers and how to cook it.
How to cook it?
My opponents have said that they're going to fight me until the cows come home. Oh, so they admit the cows aren't home.
Mm.
Oh, why aren't the cows home? Because they don't like conditions on the farm. The cows are smart. They're not coming home until there's a woman in the White House.
I see. Well, how do you, Gracie? What I'd like to know is how do you know what the cows think about?
Bubbles tells me everything.
Oh, go ahead. Go right ahead.
So, if you farmers want contented cows, have your wives knit each cow a glove. And in that way, my friend...
One glove for each cow.
Well, sure, so that when the cow isn't being milked, it can keep its fingers warm.
I guess you fingered that out by yourself.
Oh.
How do you like that, Frank?
Cocktails for two.
Cocktails for two?
Yeah, it's drinks.
It does,
So, my friend,
Gracie,
him...
when you're through, can my drummer have a copy of your speech? He's a farmer, you know.
Well, why doesn't he listen to it?
Oh, he can't right now. He's reading Rebecca.
Well, have him read it out loud. It'll help the farmers more than the speech.
Oh, right.
So,
there,
my friend, what the American farm needs is the touch of a woman's hand. Therefore, I say the hand that rocks the cradle should pull the plow.
That's what you say.
Yes. Friends, it's women who have made history.
You said it.
Yes.
When Romeo drank the poison, who got the nickel back on the bottle?
Jack Bennett?
No.
And I'm wrong.
No. After Julius Caesar was stabbed, who donned up the holes in his sweater?
Mary Livingston.
No.
I'm wrong again.
When Paris gave Helen of Troy a wooden horse, who put $2 out its nose?
Bing Crosby.
No.
Wrong again.
When Napoleon was losing at Waterloo, who was Josephine playing rummy with?
Well, who?
Oh, don't ask me. Write to your congressman.
I say. What are you trying to prove? That women should run the farms?
Well, the least they could do is have scarecrows wear dresses instead of pants.
Oh, that's a nice compromise.
Oh, thanks. I got it as bullets.
Oh, and it's pretty, too, yeah.
Say, Gracie, I think you're overlooking a big point. What the farmers need most is water.
Bubbles, make a note of that.
All right.
Have you forgotten what Secretary of Agriculture Wallace said when he addressed the farmers during the drought?
Oh, what did he say?
Greetings, Gates. Let's irrigate.
That's what Yehudi keeps telling him down at the office when he ain't neat.
So, my friend, I could point out several things that are wrong with farm conditions, but it isn't polite to punk.
Yes, so you won't.
The trouble with farms today is they're overcrowded. Asparagus only has standing room.
And mushrooms are living in cellars.
Yes.
I thought so, yeah.
Gracie, my drummer won't be able to let his wife run his farm.
Why not?
Well, she ran away with a hired man about a week ago.
Oh, that's awful.
Oh, it's even worse than that, Grace. The hired man is the only one that can run the threshing machine.
Well, what's your drummer going to do about it?
Oh, not a thing until he finishes reading Rebecca.
Oh, now, please, boys. The farmers are waiting for the finish of my speech.
So are we.
Friends, the following are a number of things that women will do for the farm. Number one, we'll put a chalk mark in every chicken coop. Number
chalk
two...
chalk mark in every chicken coop?
So the hen can lay it on the line.
Well, really, darn white of them.
Say, Gracie, why don't you have milking stools with rumble seats so that the cows can sit down, too?
Cows can sit down. Bubbles, pull up a chair. Like that one, Frank?
Dodo bird.
Dodo bird?
Extinct.
It did, Gracie, your speech.
Oh, number three. Bustle for farmers' wives.
Wait a minute. What's that? Who's that?
Oh, that's my drummer who's been reading Rebecca.
Oh, and he just found out about his wife running away, huh?
Oh, no, no.
What's he crying about?
Oh, the book has a sad ending.
Gracie, your speech, please.
Oh. Well, number three, bustle for farmers' wives so that they can be well-dressed and have something to carry the coal in at the same time.
What's for?
Two and two.
Oh. I always thought it was 3-1.
Oh, well, you see.
I'm wrong.
And in conclusion, my farmer friend, it has always been my custom to leave my audience in a good mood. So,
Gracie, what's that?
I'm leaving in a good mood.
I say what.
The first half of the Gracie for President episode from Burns and Allen. We'll have the rest of that one at the beginning of our next show. Earlier, we had Sid Raymond as Finnegan on Duffy's Tavern. Well, Raymond was also the voice of a cartoon duck. I'll name him and then wrap up When Radio Was right after this.
The claim we hold is the good as gold answer.
Hop in the saddle with MusicRewind.com and Songs of the Wild West, a fantastic collection of 50 original Western classics on two CDs.
I'm a roving gambler. I've gambled all around.
Enjoy the recordings of Johnny Cash, Patsy Cline, Glenn Campbell, Slim Whitman, Rusty Draper, Marty Robbins, Tennessee Ernie Ford, Gene Autry, and many more.
Gunslinger, where did you go wrong?
Buy Songs of the Wild West today at MusicRewind.com or call 800-206-5002 and pay just $17.98. Lasso in the savings by using promo code WILDWEST77 to save on shipping.
He was only three. Davy Crockett, king of the wild frontier.
Hey.
head north to Alaska with Johnny Horton. Join in the Battle of Little Bighorn with Porter Wagner or experience many of the other songs of the Wild West. Just go to musicrewind.com now or call 800-206-5002 to pay only $17.98. Use promo code WILDWEST77 for reduced shipping.
First man down, I'm a mean son of a gun.
Don't wait. Call 800-206-5002 or go to musicrewind.com now. Remember to save on shipping with promo code WILDWEST77. That's musicrewind.com or call 800-206-5002 today. This offer is available for a limited time to U.S. residents only and cannot be combined with any other offer.
You can't print invoices without ink. You can't print status reports, spreadsheets, or that report due in 12 minutes without ink. No, you can't print anything without ink. Luckily, Staples has a huge selection of ink and toner in stock and at great prices every day. And during Staples Printing Event, buy one HP ink cartridge and get a second 30% off. So stock up now, because you can't afford to run out of ink.
Ends 10/13/18. Restrictions may apply. See store associate or staples.com/ink savings for details.
On this episode of The World's Shortest Sitcom by KFC. Like I always say, it's the inside that counts. Like what's inside my new KFC 10-piece chicken feast. It's 10 pieces of chicken, 2 large mashed potatoes, and 4 biscuits for $19.99. Get more meal for the family for under $20. That's what really matters. It's pretty incredible what chicken can teach you about life. Anyways, KFC, it's finger looking good. At participating KFCs, prices may vary. Tax and substitutions extra.
Welcome back. Before the break, I mentioned that actor Sid Ray...
You're listening to KCNR 1460, community talk radio for the North State. This is KCNR, Shasta, Redding.
Sid Raymond was in his mid-80s. He passed away in 2006 at age 97. I'm Greg Bell. Remember to take a little time and visit us over at the website, winradiowas.com. Until next time, I bid you farewell.
When Radio Was is presented by RadioSpirits.com. This is your announcer, Bart Taylor.